down the bill leaving the Senate if you want to ultimately get a bill signed and get the money to the troops.
But that assumes it will be the Democrats who back down. Senator Joe Biden doesn't see it ending that way.
He will, in fact, prevail ultimately. The president must change his policy.
The post-veto maneuvering will likely not come before May as money for the war starts to be running low. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A bloody reprisal attack in Iraq as off-duty Shiite police rampaged through a Sunni neighborhood in Tal Afar, northwest of Baghdad, mowing down at least 45 men. Yesterday, at least 63 people died in two truck bombings in the city. It's a medical word to the wise from the National Cancer Institute. A University of North Carolina study suggests women who are diagnosed with cancer in one breast should make sure they have an MRI on the other breast. In a small number of cases, a mammogram misses the tumors.
If you were a woman with breast cancer, you want to know what breast cancer you have throughout your body. And so you wouldn't want to find out a year or two later that you had another breast cancer in the opposite breast.
Lead researcher Dr. Etta Pisano.
This does not apply to the general risk population or women without breast cancer. This is just women who have a known breast cancer.
Well, one of the country's biggest fast food chains says it's time for more humane animal treatment. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. It's Burger King, Steve.
Right, Nick. Under fire for deep fryers, fat, and calories, Burger King is now saying it'll start buying eggs and pork from companies that don't cage or crate their chickens and pigs.
Pigs are sensitive, intelligent animals.
Animal rights campaigns have focused on this, and PETA's Matt Prescott wants other fast food chains to make the same commitment.
We hope that Burger King's decision will have an effect on those companies.
Burger King says this will take time to do, months, maybe years. Nick?
It's over in Manila. The owner of a daycare center who held a hijacked busload of his own students and teachers for 9 hours has freed the children and surrendered to police without any bloodshed. CBS News reporter Gabby Tabanyar was on the scene.
The police grabbed him and the grenades, and then the kids came down running to their parents. Some were crying, and the parents, of course, rushed to meet them, embrace them, take them to the bus. And most of them, all of them, were crying.
The man used the incident to call for better housing and education for the country's poor. Responding to growing worries over holes in security, the Transportation Security Administration's increasing the screening of airport workers. USA Today reports screeners, air marshals, and inspectors are going to make the rounds of airports to search workers and check planes. Access to badges, a big problem, says flight attendant Charlie Black, as well as the low wages paid to workers who might be tempted into a terrorist act.
If approached and offered $5,000, $10,000 to carry a knapsack in, would they do it?
It may be in the bag, but it won't be plastic in San Francisco. The city's become the first in the nation to ban traditional plastic bags from some stores. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Those behind this measure say the type of plastic bags which are most commonly used today damage the environment. They are not recyclable and are not biodegradable. San Francisco officials estimate up to 200 million of these plastic bags are used each year. This measure will affect the city's largest supermarkets and drugstores, and many feel other cities may follow in San Francisco's footsteps and take similar action.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Sheriff's investigators say the deadly standoff at a high school in Bailey last September was a random act committed by a madman. Details of the school standoff at Platte Canyon High were spelled out in a final report released by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. Dwayne Morrison, a drifter, took over a high school classroom, molesting several female students before finally shooting and killing 16-year-old Emily Keyes, and then himself as a SWAT team entered that building. Park County Sheriff says Morrison apparently picked the school at random.
There is no evidence to support that any of the hostages and their families knew Morrison.
Morrison left behind a letter saying he was tormented by a childhood filled with terror by an abusive father. A former Quest Communications business manager set to return to the witness stand this morning in Joe Nascio's insider trading trial in Denver. Gregory Casey told the jurors yesterday he believed the financial goals set for Quest's wholesale business division were too high and unattainable. And Governor Ritter has signed a bill requiring that 20% of the energy provided by large utilities come from renewable sources like wind and solar power, and another measure to build the power lines to deliver it. Ritter says Colorado voters indicated their desire for renewable energy when they approved an initiative 2 years ago requiring 10% of power from the major companies come from renewable energy by 2015. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Southbound 25 near Evans, we had a semi run off there and puncture a gas tank, I guess, clipped the barrier wall. Hazmat was being called out to help clean up that leak. Traffic was slowing down a little bit on the approach. Very foggy on the turnpike this morning. U.S. 6 over the Loveland Pass closed due to a wreck, and chain laws are in effect. U.S. 40 over the Berthoud Pass and westbound I-70 over the Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 57.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
There's always a ton, but you know, there's always more stuff out there to talk about than I possibly ever have time to get into. So, I know there are those of you who say, well, what about this and what about that? And I can only cover so much in a four-hour period, and I like to have some time out there to have a discussion about what's going on. And usually, around this time of the morning, we usually discuss either Iraq or the media, and I'm not going to get into either right now, except I do want to say one thing. I have been critical, as Media Matters has been critical, of CNN. Yesterday, however, I thought CNN and I thought Wolf Blitzer and Michael Ware did an excellent job. Senator John McCain told some talk show host, I don't know who it was, but told him that there are areas of Baghdad that you can walk around in. And Michael Ware, who's been covering Baghdad and this war that's been going on for the last 4 years, Wolf Blitzer had him on, and Michael Ware said, listen, I'd like to have the senator come over here, basically. And I'd like to have him come walk around with me. And if he can show me someplace where Americans can walk around, where Westerners can walk around, and they don't have to be scared of anything, please come over here and show me where it is, because I can't find it. And you can't last 5 minutes in the streets over there. Because if somebody doesn't tip off the Shiite militia, lawless elements will come get you and scoop you up because they see dollar signs for holding you ransom. And Ware basically just called him out. And I thought that was great. And I just wonder what planet John McCain is living on in regards to what goes on over there, because there's stories every single day in the news media and the world press about the violence happening over there. So McCain has got to be, he's got to be living in some kind of fantasy world, I think. All right, 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, do I have time to get into this? Okay, I'm asking Kelly Parr. John Turk is on vacation, who usually produces this show, and he won't be back until when? Friday, I think? Yeah, Friday morning he'll be back here. So it's Kelly and myself at 303-713-7600. We've talked about the homeless before on this show. We've also talked about people standing on corners holding signs begging. And I saw a guy yesterday that had a little sign that said, "Bus food, not booze." And it was a pretty interesting sight because he was standing there, and he was an old guy, too. I thought, well, here's what happens when you, you know, he must be in radio. This is what happens when you've been in radio too long. This is where I'll end up, you know, off Colfax somewhere with a cardboard sign. Anyway, so he's standing there, and this is a corner that another guy usually stands on. And just as I'm going by, or I'm stopped there at the light, the other guy shows up, and the older gentleman who is standing there with the cardboard sign, he relents and gives up the corner. And says, you know, basically, okay, I get it. This is your corner. Here, you take it. And he smiles, they shake hands, and he walks off. Which is far better than the two guys fighting over the corner. I've seen that happen before. Anyway, the reason I bring all this up is because as good-natured as I think people are, and as positive as I feel about people, because I really believe that when push comes to shove, people in this country want to do the right thing. They really do. We all have a cruel edge to ourselves. I certainly do. Most people I run into do. Probably most people you run into do. And we collectively can have a cruel edge towards the homeless. I've gotten on the air here and admitted that sometimes I get frustrated, really frustrated by driving by and having these folks standing on the corner get in my face. They'll come up to the window, like start trying to talk to you. And I always get this feeling of like, yeah, okay, but you look pretty healthy to me. And I drive my rear out of bed every morning at 3 a.m. What about you? Why don't you go get a job? Now, a lot of these folks are vets. A lot of them have mental problems. And I realize that. And then I'll feel bad and I'll say to myself, come on, Jay, get a grip. Anyway, this is a story that has been spreading around the United States. And I've been hanging on to it, and I want to get your opinion of it. And I want to see what you think. Cities are cracking down on charities that feed the homeless, adopting rules that restrict food giveaways to certain locations, requiring charities to get permits, or limit the number of free meals they can provide. Orlando, Dallas, Las Vegas, and Wilmington, North Carolina began enforcing such laws last year. Some of these laws are being challenged. Last November, a federal judge blocked the Las Vegas law banning food giveaways to the poor in city parks. In Dallas, two ministries are suing, arguing that the law violates religious freedom. And in Dallas, an organization called the Lord's Table was deemed illegal. Going after volunteers is new, says Michael Stoops of the National Coalition for the Homeless. They think that by not feeding people, it will make homeless people leave. City officials say the rules were prompted by complaints about crime and food safety. Some say they want control over locations so homeless people can also get services such as addiction counseling and job training. The feedings were happening several times a week in parking lots and sidewalks downtown, said Dewey Harris, director of Wilmington's Community Services Department. A lot of merchants said, we feel uncomfortable when you have all these homeless people being fed downtown when we're trying to attract tourists. All right, here's the question. Are these cities right in going after charities and organizations that want to cut off, that want to feed the homeless, and what they're saying is, you can only do it a certain amount of times a day, you can only do it in certain locations, or you can't do it at all? Is this the right approach? And if it happened here, in whatever city you live in, Arvada, Boulder, Denver, you know, Longmont, Golden, Pueblo, wherever, Colorado Springs, would you be for or against it? And is homelessness a problem? So I got like a secondary thing here, which they always tell talk shows not to do. Don't introduce two or three questions. The audience can't grasp it at one time. The secondary thing here is this a problem we're never going to cure? Is there always going to be a segment of society that just can't participate or refuses to participate? 303-713-7600, and I'd love to hear your feelings about cities going around and saying basically to indigent people, hey, and to charity organizations, don't congregate here, and you can't get food. Do you think it's the right way to handle this? Is this compassionate? Or is this the situation of, I really don't like these folks. They're irritating, and I just want to get rid of them.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across a floor covered with mousetraps. The 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini Service and Warranty Booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Supers. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, high at 59. Cities are setting limits on serving food to homeless people. Does this cure the problem? In other words, if you stop feeding them, are they just going to go away? Or basically is what mostly cities are doing is they're just trying to hide the problem. And we as a society in general look down on homeless people, don't we? I think we do. Huh. Because we all have to have somebody to look down on, right? 303-713-7600. One of these cities involved in this is Las Vegas. It's a place I love to go, but I disagree with Las Vegas terribly, particularly about feeding the homeless in the parks or in the park there. Because how many of us, if they're trying to get tourists, how many of you go to Las Vegas and then go, like, to the city parks? Most of us go hang out in the casinos and lose our money, right? Let's go to Terrell on the cell phone. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jake?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I think this is a violation of freedom of speech, really. I do think it is. I mean, I don't see how it cures the problem by confining it, which is probably going to be confined to poor areas in the city. This is pretty much where they want to confine it to. But I don't see how not feeding them is just going to make them go away. I mean, if that's the case, why don't you just round them up and put them in prison?
Well, I think there's some people out there who would like that idea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know it would. But still, I mean, you have to go after what creates this problem. And, you know, addiction counseling and all that and job training is good. But people got to eat, too. I mean, you can't go alone off those things without having something to eat. And we should be thankful that some organizations out there who are dedicated to doing this type of service. I mean, who would look down on an organization like that?
I don't know, and I don't understand it. But we have this thing in this country about the homeless. And also, there's another category of people that fit into this. We have the same thing about day laborers, the working poor who congregate out in front of temporary employment offices, or in the case of Virginia, in front of the 7-Eleven, or here in Denver, I believe they congregate off Park Street, and we have a thing about them that we don't want them around. So what we want to do is try to stop them from being there, and we hope that if we can stop them from being there, either the homeless or day laborers, temporary workers, that if we can stop them from being there, that they'll just go away. But I don't understand where people think they're going to go away too.
I mean, most day laborers I know are, you know, ex-cons who can't, you know, get a regular job, you know, because they got a felony. I mean, if you want to really cure homelessness, I mean, you have to go after the factors that, you know, create homelessness. I'm not saying let a former, you know, reform child molester, be a daycare provider or anything like that. But I'm saying, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into this, and trying to go after the food, that's not an answer. I mean, that's a cop-out to just, it's kind of like a freedom of speech zone, you know, that they can find people to whenever Dick Cheney or George Bush come into town. That's the kind of thing they're trying to push on people to confine it to some part of the city, like some outskirts of the city that people, if you're homeless, you probably can't get to unless you walk about 5 miles.
Well, they've also put up all kinds of barriers. For instance, they restrict some cities like Wilmington, Delaware, they restrict meals on public property to designated locations. You got to have a permit. So far, they've only approved one site. It's a city parking lot. Dallas limits outdoor food giveaways to approved locations. Those distributing food, you got to take a food handling course. You got to get a city permit. And if you get caught, they'll fine you $2,000. Now, who ever heard of fining charities? I mean, really, unless they do something, you know, like steal money or some kind of gross criminal kind of thing, you know?
$2,000 is kind of high. I mean, you don't even get a $2,000 fine for running a red light. That's way more dangerous than feeding homeless people.
Well, listen, I'll say it again. I think there are elements of this society that people out there wish would disappear, that they wish they would get lost because they're an inconvenience or they're unsightly. And we basically really have given up now when it comes to the homeless. I think the city of Denver tries to do something. I think there's a lot of cities around the country that do, but you don't hear much in the public discourse really about them, and a lot of them are vets. A lot of them are vets with mental problems.
Yeah, I know.
And that's shameful.
Yeah, and I mean, that just goes to show you. I mean, they can train you to be a killer machine, but they don't untrain you on being a killer machine. They just release you out to, you know, Earth. You know, go find something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, by that, you know what, and that's lack of mental health, and it's lack of so many things. And also, I think, too, it's what you brought up in the beginning. It should be covered under the First Amendment, and you should have a right to freedom of association. And people's freedoms do not hinge on other individuals' feelings about the way they look or convenience or anything else. Terrell, have a good day, man. Thanks. All right. 303-713-7600. Should charitable organizations be regulated in feeding the homeless? And come on, just admit it to me. I mean, there's so many questions here to answer. Just admit it to me. We have a thing against homeless people. Just like we have a thing against day laborers. And you know what else? I think we have a thing against the poor. I really believe that. I think there are people around here who don't like the poor. Oh, look at him. Her. Ugh. I've been poor. Hell, I still am. 6:31, 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because where you stand economically and socially, I mean, don't most of us live paycheck to paycheck? Really? I mean, if we all got honest with ourselves, if we drop the facade. And I don't care where you live. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what your situation is. Don't most of us live paycheck to paycheck and in perpetual insecurity about our jobs and that we could be living on the street? And I'm sure there are some people who would call up and say, no, not me, because I have a huge bank account. But you'd be shocked as to how fast that goes through. Aren't I right, Gina?
I think you're absolutely right.
Because we spend it up. It takes a lot to live.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Salaries aren't keeping up with the cost of living, that's for sure.
No. No, and for most of us, when it comes to employment, health insurance is rising. So they're always approaching us about taking more money out of our checks. So any of us could be in that situation. Even though you say, well, it'll never happen to me, I know people who have said it will never happen to them, and then it happens to them.
Yes, especially if there's something catastrophic, like a medical emergency, you know? Someone has to be hospitalized, they lose their job, or something like that. I've known people that that's happened to.
Yeah, that's also another thing. Most people have health, I don't want to say they have health, they have some form of health insurance. We have 48 million Americans in this country that have none, including kids. Shameful, bad, wrong. Okay, but here's the thing. Most people that I know, most people I think who would listen to this radio show, most people have, not all, have some form of health insurance. But the minute you get a catastrophic illness, these folks, they run from you like the plague. And they try to figure out a way not to pay your bills, and they try to figure out a way to get out from underneath covering you. And that's true. And you know how I know this? Because I got somebody in my family that is fighting for their life, and their insurance company is long gone. And that sucks away all your money, so what ends up happening? Where do you go live? In a shelter, right? On the streets. And if you're a Vietnam vet or any kind of vet and you have mental problems, you're out on the street. A lot of them. But it's like, ooh, get rid of these people. I don't want to see them. They're unsightly. Don't you know people that make comments like that? I have.
Yes. I'm sad to say.
Where's people's charity? Where's their compassion? Now, I got to tell you something. When I see a guy begging on the street with a sign on the street on the sidewalk,
yeah,
when I'm driving by, I always question. I always think in my mind, okay, is this a con? Is he trying to get money for booze? Is this a con? He looks pretty able to me. But I'm not against giving to legitimate charities, and I don't think legitimate charities should be penalized for feeding the homeless.
Right on, Jay.
God, we agree on something.
Amen.
Now, let's see if we agree on the traffic. Is it doing okay this morning?
Oh, it's kind of strange. We have a lot of weather problems. We had a fog rolling in over the north side of town, so that's going to slow down the ride on I-76, I-70, southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen. Have poor visibility reported on the Boulder Turnpike, so it's just going to make for a tougher, slower ride this morning for sure. Southbound 25 near Evans, we had a semi there with a punctured gas tank. Hazmat was out there trying to help clean up the leak. And, of course, we have winter driving conditions up in the high country. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler, scattered afternoon, rain showers, high of 57, currently partly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The inaugural season of Dick's Sporting Goods Park kicks off April 7th in Commerce City. This fully lit, multi-field soccer...
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that!
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
6:37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning to you. Hey, think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox, Xbox 360, and they're getting ready to introduce a new beefed-up Xbox 360 version, and your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. Let me talk to you about Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase. It's a bladeless LASIK. So if you want to learn more about this and all your options, get in touch with Icon LASIK Center by calling 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's like the letter Denver.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms at a high of 59. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can instant message me at am760.net. We're talking about cities setting limits on serving food to the homeless people. And these cities are like Orlando, Dallas, Las Vegas, Wilmington, North Carolina. They're cracking down on charity organizations that feed homeless people. And last November, a federal judge blocked the Las Vegas law banning food giveaways to the poor in city parks. In Dallas, two ministries are suing, arguing that the law violates religious freedom. What about the idea of religious freedom, and also the idea of peaceful assembly, and also the idea of being covered by the First Amendment, plus the idea that we should have some compassion towards those that are less fortunate than we are. And has anybody ever heard of the statement, and it's an old one, it's an old cliche, and maybe people don't use it anymore, there for the grace of God go I. So how do you know that at some point that wouldn't be you? And I'm sure there's people that are running around saying, well, I'll never be in that situation. But in today's world, you just don't know. 303-713-7600. Are you for this, basically, or are you against it? Regulating charities and saying to them, okay, well, you can only do this at this certain place. You can only, you know, if you get, you got to get a permit. You got to do this. You got to do that. And if you don't do it, then you get fined. Dallas limits outdoor food giveaways to approved locations, and those distributing food must take a food handling course and get a city permit. If you get caught and you don't have this stuff, or you're doing it at a place not designated, then they fine you or the charity. Actually, they fine the violator. So if you're volunteering for the charity, they fine you $2,000. And there are a lot of people in this society, as I said in the beginning, as much as I really dig the idea, you know what, as much as I really love this country, and as much as I think most people in this country are inherently good, I mean, they strive to be good. You got people that are not good, that are not moral, we all know that. But would you say that the average person here is not that way? I'd say the average person here really tries hard and tries to make something happen. But we all have this edge of cruelty towards us, and there are people who wish that the homeless or people who are less fortunate than they are, that they would just go away, or that they should be restricted to certain parts of the city. Now, if I'm operating a business, I can understand the idea that, and particularly if it's a small business, I can understand the idea that, hey, I'm trying to make a living here, and you got all these people hanging around, and I can't really make anything happen. But is restricting them and restricting charities' movements and restricting all of this, is that going to solve the problem? I mean, is that going to eliminate it? And I just don't hear much anymore about the homeless, other than the efforts that I read in the Post and the Rocky by the city of Denver. But I have also, when reading that stuff, been in front of people, and I'm not going to name names, but I've been in front of people who have grumbled about it. Let's go to Ray in Denver. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. I was just thinking that this is an issue to peaceably assemble and freedom of expression, like Peggy was saying. And I know of an organization called Food Not Bombs that does a great job in Denver. And as far as I know, they don't permit. And their organization's actually kind of had fights with cops over this. And
what have the fights with the police been about?
Just them trying to close the food. It's an anarchist organization. And I think it started in San Francisco. And the police were basically just targeting them because of their politics or anti-politics, whatever you want
to
call it.
Well, you basically got to do something wrong in order to get targeted. So I don't think that, you know, if they get targeted because some police officer, and most police officers that most of them, 99% of them try very, very hard. There are some that are not that cool. You get that in all walks of life and in every profession there is. But if they haven't done anything wrong and all they're doing is serving food to the homeless, then what would be the probable cause for harassment there? And
commerce.
Well, that's that argument, though, that a lot of merchants will give and a lot of people will give, which is, hey, I'm trying to make a living here. You got this going on. Why don't you take it somewhere else? Because nobody, basically, is going to come into my store if you've got homeless people hanging around out front. That's never scared me, but I guess it scares some people.
That doesn't trump the fact that food is a human right.
Oh, I agree.
It's tied up with life and liberty.
Well, who's to make it?
It's really tough for them because all they're doing is eating. They're feeding people who are desperate.
Well, who's to make the case of where some... Here's something I'm really vitally interested in. Who can make the case about where somebody can stand and where they can't? Now, if you're loitering and you're... And I've always felt that that whole thing about loitering is ambiguous, too. But if you're standing around and you're hassling people, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're standing there and you're minding your own business and you're not doing anything destructive, I don't understand the idea of, well, move along, you're loitering. I don't get that. Do you?
Well, they just want to make the homeless disappear without actually solving the problem.
Well, see, I think you're right, and I don't know. What are we going to do with these folks? Because you can't warehouse them. We can't do that. We somehow have to solve this problem, but what's the key to taking care of this? I mean, I think part of it is, or a large part of it is mental health, which you could throw addiction into there too. I mean, I wonder how many people who are homeless or who stand on the corners, I wonder how many of them fall in the category of those that have mental problems and have some kind of disability. Those who can't find jobs because of backgrounds or whatever, as Terrell pointed out. And those who just really don't want to participate.
I think a lot of those problems are the symptom, not the cause, Jay.
What do you think the cause is? What do you think the cause is, Ray?
Things like food security and homelessness. No access to education. No hope. I mean, it might be nice to go camping, but I don't think I'd really want to live that way in an urban center. I think
after
society just looking down on me wherever I turn, I think it started affecting my self-worth, and I don't think I'd turn out to be that great of a person after so many years of trying. Especially after being through something like a war or maybe an abusive family or being kicked out because of whatever reason, if you're a kid or you're molested or whatever the reason is that you're out there. I think drug abuse and a lot of mental problems are the symptom.
Yeah, see, and I think that fits under the cover of mental health. Ray, thanks, man. Great call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. 6:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. So do we clamp down on these charitable organizations and tell them, okay, you can only do this in one area, and this is the area we give you, and you got to get a permit, and you got to do all this? And maybe somebody else can call up, too, and address the idea of loitering, standing around. I've never been able to understand that, particularly if you're not underage. 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. Let's take a check of traffic here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to take a check of traffic? Oh, okay. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. We've got open lines, 303-713-7600.
Deals on Wheels, Colorado's largest bike sale, is this Saturday and Sunday. Over 3,000 new bikes from Trek, Specialized, Raleigh, Bianchi, and more.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Years with just the money you already make.
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos is going to do it again with another early bird sale. They're going to do another one, and maybe you're asking, well, how can they sell these cars so cheap? Because it's an incentive and a thank you to you, their customers, and it's a way to earn new business from those of you that have never been out there before. And I'll be out there this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. in the morning. And Rockies has got some fantastic deals. They're going to have free donuts, free coffee. And if you call them, they'll give you directions on how to get there. And I've been talking about some of the cars here for the last couple of days. Like, for instance, this 96 Ford Taurus wagon, stock number 68191, $995. And this baby is Colorado emissions inspected, winterized, fresh oil and filter. The color is red. The interior is tan cloth. And it's got a V6, an automatic with overdrive. And this is really a dual airbags, really a nice car. And they're talking $995. How about a 94 Dodge Caravan? Stock number 68113, sale price $1,995. Same thing. This car's been totally and completely gone over. Loaded with V6 power automatic. 92 Toyota Camry, 68087, $1,995. Same thing. Totally gone over. These cars are great. I saw them last week. And I've just given you a couple of them. There's more. Doors open at 8 a.m. These cars will not go on sale until 8 a.m. So you got to get there early to Rockies Autos, and I'll see you out there this Saturday. Come find me because I'll be there. This Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., Rockies Autos, but get there early. It's another early bird sale at their convenient location, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is Out Loud.
Hey, this is Shannon. Join us this Sunday when our guest will be comedian Kate Clinton on the Out Loud radio show. She's bringing her tour, Climate Change, to Denver. We'll tell you how you can get some ticks. Big gay news with H-Squared, Gregory, and more. It's all this Sunday on the Out Loud radio show. See you then.
The Out Loud radio show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Welcome to Lardo's.
Yeah, can I get an order of spare tires?
Yeah, what size? Plump, chubby, or incredibly huge?
How about incredibly huge?
You want love handles with that?
Oh, yeah.
What are you really getting in your combo meal? The new Subway Fresh Fit Meals fit into the American Heart Association's approach to a healthy lifestyle. Tasty, low-fat subs, better-for-you sides, and a drink. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch sub on white or wheat bread without condiments that contain fat. See store for additional nutritional information, including sodium content. Products may vary. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Now, we're all over the place, and we appreciate you being here. Good morning, 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high 59 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Cities set limits on serving food to homeless people. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vic on a cell phone. Vic, you're on AM 760. Yay. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to interject, you know, I sit and drive a truck around all day in Denver, and I see these people. I've seen them for years, same people, same corner. I don't know if they're needy or not. I think the bigger problem is behind the scenes. We don't see the enormous number of homeless and working poor. And the issue about these serving food is, I think it's, you know, it would be tragic if somebody was trying to help them and, you know, accidentally gave everybody some type of food poisoning. And I think that that's the underlying problem. I don't see anything wrong with regulating them. I think that it's something that, you know, that these charitable organizations shouldn't have to pay for the licensing and the permits. I think that the taxpayer should help pick that up to, you know, to help take care of the problem. These organizations, it doesn't matter if it's for stray animals or, you know, mentally ill. I mean, they all need help, and we as the citizens of this country should take care of the least of us.
Yeah, I have no problem with what you're saying. I have no problem with the regulation for public health reasons. However, like Dallas's idea of taking a volunteer and assessing them like a $2,000 fine, that's a little extensive.
Yes, they absolutely should not. I think, you know, we should you know, help them have a safe, clean kitchen, you know, and, you know, because people can mean well and really not realize, you know, how quickly food can become contaminated or, you know, if it's not kept at the right temperature. We should be helping these organizations. They're stepping up on their own to help the needy, and we should be helping them help the needy. Period.
Yeah, I agree. You say that you see the same people year after year. Does that lead you to be suspect a little bit?
Well, I know some of them aren't legitimate. I know that. I mean, it's sad. I've seen them, you know, anybody that is like me that sees the same people, they see the fake limp. You know, you see them a few blocks away walking to their prime location, and they're not limping. And then they get up to their corner and they see this fake limp. Well, that's obviously fake. I'm not saying that they're not needy, but like I say, the true needy people, you don't see them. They're not even out there. The mentally ill often, you know. And that's another issue. A lot of people think that these people should be taken care of by their own families, but often mental illness can be combative and actually violent. And the family members, you know, do what all that they can, often for years, and then finally, you know, they're just left with the situation where, you know, they can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah, dealing with somebody who's mentally ill, you're right about that. You could be totally and completely overwhelmed by that, and especially when you get into the whole area of severity, boy, where they're really bad. You're right about that. I have the same suspicions at times that you do. A long time ago, I voiced this on the air about having these suspicions. And people were just like all over me and on top of me for being cruel. But I wonder how many of those folks that are out there, how many of them are doing it because it beats getting a job. And I wonder how much money that they get. I mean, I personally couldn't do that. I know you couldn't do it. And then you know that there are some people out there who they really are in trouble and they just need a little help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, there are people that are too proud to go on welfare, and they'll do whatever they have to do, and it depends on the individual. And like I say, I think, you know, the mental illness and depression probably drives a lot of these people into addiction, and then, you know, it compounds the problem, and then society looks down on them like they did it to themselves. And, you know, who can know? I mean, you have to just consider how lucky you are yourself, and then reach out to these people that are in need.
You said it. Man, I thank you for the call. It's a great one, and it's great to hear your voice. Do you want to, because I know you, do you want to quickly plug your race car website?
Well, it's under construction, but it's Johnson Racing. www.johnson with an E, S-E-N. racing.com. Should be up in a few days, and I'm going to see if I can't get I'm going to have a page on my website for charities, and I was going to get with you and see about that Humane Society and maybe a few other causes like bond fees.
Yep, you got it, Vic. We'll do it. I'll talk to you real soon. Be safe out there, man.
All right, take care.
All right, more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get into the Pat Tillman case in Iraq too. Stick around.
If you have a lawsuit pending and you need cash right now, this radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Capita Panty, three little letters could spell a big difference for some women. MRI. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us women with breast cancer or high risk of developing it are being urged to get one.
In a surprising New England Journal of Medicine study, when tumors were found in one breast, MRIs detected 90% of the cancers in the other breast.
This enables us to be able to treat both cancers at the same time rather than delay the treatment of the opposite breast cancer.
University of Washington researcher Dr. Constance Lehman says when the MRI is negative, women can be almost totally reassured, sparing them difficult treatment decisions. The American Cancer Society now says high-risk women over the age of 30 should have annual MRIs. The cost might be high, though. Insurance often doesn't cover them. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
New CBS News poll finds most Americans support John Edwards' decision to keep running, even though Mrs. Edwards' breast cancer is back. CBS News Director of Surveys, Kathleen Franken.
There was no difference by age. There was no difference between men and women. It didn't matter whether people watched the senator's and his wife's appearance on 60 Minutes on Sunday or did not watch.
For the moment, it's advantage Democrats. They won a narrow Senate vote to set a target date for ending the combat role in Iraq. Delaware's Joseph Biden hopes the vote sends a message.
He will, in fact, prevail ultimately. The president must change his policy.
Far from changing policy, President Bush accuses congressional Democrats of making defeat in Iraq more likely. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, and an hour from now, the president will use a speech to a cattlemen's convention to brand the Senate-passed bill with a V for veto. He accuses lawmakers of playing politics with war funding. He'll say if Congress fails to pass a troop funding bill, voters will know who to blame, Frank.
Overseas, off-duty Shiite policemen mowed down as many as 60 people in a Sunni section of Talifar, Iraq. Payback, apparently, for bombings yesterday that killed more than 60. Some American soldiers had to be treated for exposure to chlorine gas after an attempted attack in Fallujah. Just in, Iran promises to release a woman among the 15 British sailors it's holding. In the Philippines, a tense hostage siege ended peacefully when the armed daycare operator who was holding 31 children on a school bus let them go and gave up without a fight. A big issue back in the 70s is getting a fresh look. CBS's Steve Kathan is live with that.
It's the Equal Rights Amendment.
Equality of rights.
Debated in Arkansas just last month and about a half dozen other states since the first of the year. Back in 1982, the constitutional amendment was three states short of enactment. When momentum fizzled, Democrats on Capitol Hill have introduced House and Senate measures under a new name, the Women's Equality Amendment. Frank?
Burger King will stop buying eggs and pork from suppliers that cage their animals. Matt Prescott with PETA wants other chains to follow suit.
We hope that this is the beginning of the end for these cruel cages and crates.
S&P futures are down 7 points just ahead of the bell. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Wouldn't it feel great if just once someone said to you, hey, you know what I noticed? You're a really good driver. But no one does. They take your impressive skills for granted. Well, Progressive will tell you. They're willing to say, yes, you are a good driver, and we're giving you a special rate, a special lower rate. You could save over $400 when you switch, just for being a good driver.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. At the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio, jurors have now heard details for the first time about secret government contracts that could have given Nascio hope for the phone company's future. Those details came from Quest's former finance chief, Robin Zeliga, who was back on the witness stand. Her statements in response to a question from Nascio's lawyer Herbert Stern could be the opening gambit in the long ballyhooed national security defense. The defense is expected to contend such knowledge explains why Nascio repeatedly gave Wall Street growth targets that turned out to be wrong. There's a serious risk in that strategy. If he decides to pursue it, Stern will probably have to put Nascio himself on the witness stand. That's always a dicey move because the jurors may come to the conclusion the defendant is lying through his teeth. Sheriff's investigators say the deadly standoff at a high school in Bailey last year appears to have been a random act. Details of that standoff at Platte Canyon High on September 27 spelled out in the final report by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, publicly released yesterday. It also demonstrates the unstable mental state of shooter Dwayne Morrison.
Morrison talks about a troubled childhood. Talks about he was very abused, both mentally and physically, and he was very depressed.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wagner, Morrison shot Emily Keyes just moments before turning the gun on himself. And a retired U.S. Supreme Court ruling has left an 81-year-old retired engineer without a penny to show for his role in exposing fraud at the former Rocky Flats nuclear weapons plant. That ruling makes it harder for whistleblowers to claim cash rewards. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we look great on the south side of town, really not a lot of problems at all. I-25 still moving good through the tech center. That's not the case for your north side highways. We have traffic stacked as usual. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Eastbound lanes of 270. Have a lot of fog being reported in the area of I-70 around Quebec. And the Boulder Turnpike has been a slow go due to the soupy conditions as well. If you are headed up into the high country, expect winter driving conditions. I-70 is wet and foggy, approaching Idaho Springs to the Eisenhower Tunnel. U.S. 6 over the Loveland Pass still closed due to a wreck. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler with some scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 57. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 59. About a 20% chance that that's going to happen. And we do have precipitation in the forecast, especially for later this week. Actually, today's Wednesday, which I'm shocked that it's Wednesday already. Tomorrow, it's actually tomorrow night, about a 60% chance of snow likely. On Friday, a 30% chance of rain and snow. But then when we get into the weekend, it's going to be mostly clear. What happened to those 74-degree days, man? We never hit them? Yeah, we never did. And it's been warm. It was warm yesterday, but it was cloudy most of the day. All right, I'm going to try to hit two birds with one stone here. Actually, considering I love animals, that's a bad metaphor. Or would that be a simile? Okay, but I want to bring up two topics, and I'm going to try to combine these together, and then you can call on either one of these that you want to talk about, because I think they're both worth getting into, and I think they're both worth talking about. First of all, You have to know, if you care about the news, if you care about what's going on in the world, you got to know that defying President Bush, the Senate refused yesterday to remove language calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq from a must-pass $122 billion emergency spending bill. This war is not worth the spilling of another drop of American blood. That's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Now, the vote puts both the House and the Senate on record opposing the president's war policy and raises the prospect of the president vetoing legislation that contains money for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan and hurricane victims along the Gulf Coast. Republican leaders failed by a 48-50 vote to strip the withdrawal provision from the bill. The Senate vote came days after the House approved a similar measure, setting up a showdown with George W. Bush. And the president today is going to go to, as you heard at the top of the hour, is going to go to some cattle meeting of some sort, and which was also clever by CBS News. He's going to brand this vote with the big V, the veto bill. Yeah, he's going to veto it. Now, there's some rumor going around. There's some rumor's not the right word. Some speculation going around. But what's happening here basically is that Republican senators figure, you know, let George W. Bush deal with it. Let him veto it. Let him take the heat for it. We're tired of getting bashed over it. Over the whole thing about Iraq, even though they came forward and they voted against the Democratic-sponsored bill. There were a couple of folks who changed their minds in this. One of them was Chuck Hagel, the Republican, and a guy who's an outspoken critic of the war. And also Ben Nelson, who is kind of a Democrat from Nebraska. And what about Joe? What about Joe Mentum? What about Joe Lieberman? Well, of course, he voted against it, naturally. I've been maintaining for a long time here that we should kick him out, that he should go. Ken Salazar voted for it, and I got to be real truthful with you. I did not go to check to see how Wayne Allard voted. I assume Wayne Allard voted on party lines and voted against it. So I want to know your feelings about this and whether you think that the Senate and the House have now done the right thing. And Senator Joe Lieberman, he supported the Republican measure to strip out the provision, the timetable provision, and he called the vote a decisive turning point. The only decisive turning point we're ever going to have is when Joe Mentum gets out of the Senate. Or actually, when we should kick him out of the Democratic Party. But I want to know, and I've attempted now twice to talk to you about this. I attempted on Monday to talk about the House vote, and I want to talk to you about this again. Whether you believe that what the House and the Senate has done is right, that it's right to set a timetable in Iraq, or whether you oppose the idea of setting a timetable in Iraq. And also, do you concur with some who say, okay, here's what's going to happen. This is going to backfire on opponents of the war because the American public are going to look at the $122 billion that is in this emergency spending bill and that money's not going to go for the troops and that you're cutting off money for the troops and you're not supporting the troops and you're undermining the troops and on and on and on. And we've heard all of this before, which is the GOP's gigantic pimp line, which is this whole thing about supporting troops, although you know damn well from the votes on veterans issues that they actually, you know, they don't support anything squat when it comes to the troops, and that there's a story today circulating around on the wire services how troops over there are longing for armored cars because they don't have them. Now, that's point one of what I wanted to bring up. Then point two is we've had little or no discussion here in the last couple of days about this thing with Pat Tillman. Because what's turned out here is that the Pentagon took Pat Tillman's death and the Pentagon lied to his family. The Pentagon lied to you and me. And the Pentagon took his death to try to sell the Iraq War, something which Pat Tillman's mother says he was against. And they did the same thing with Jessica Lynch. Do you remember that? And that turned out to be like a big story. And this is from the New York Times. The family of Pat Tillman has issued a scathing retort to a Pentagon investigation of their son's death, calling the report shamefully unacceptable and asking for congressional intervention. In a lengthy statement released on Monday night, the family said the Army had repeatedly refused to release a complete account of the death of Corporal Tillman, a National Football League player who was killed by fellow Army Rangers in April 2004 during a firefight in Afghanistan. The Army continues to deny the family and the public that pays for the Army with its taxes access to its original investigation and the sworn statements from that investigation. The statements read, adding that eyewitness statements of Corporal Tillman's death have been altered. This is not a misstep. It's evidence tampering. And, of course, if anybody comes forward and asks for a congressional investigation into anything, people go crazy. Well, what do you mean, a congressional investigation? Right? I mean, they always do that. When are you Democrats going to stop investigating and wasting the taxpayers' money? Well, look, how about if Corporal Pat Tillman was your son and this had happened to you and you had been lied to about his death? Wouldn't you want something done? Or, let me put it another way. You're a taxpaying American. You work hard every day. You pay your taxes. You have an interest in the outcome of your country. Are you bothered by the fact that the Pentagon did this? That the Army did this? That this is not the first time that they've done this? That they did it with Jessica Lynch, too? That they propped up both these people? Not that Corporal Tillman needs any propping up. He was a hero. There's no question about it. But because he did a selfless act by enlisting in the Army, he didn't get drafted. He didn't have to go. And he had a promising football career. But the fact that they lied about this, That doesn't strike a nerve with you. That doesn't get you. That doesn't push a button. Because it pushes a button with me. And that they used Corporal Tillman and Jessica Lynch and all of this mythology to sell what we're stuck in Iraq. I mean, that doesn't get to you. So the Senate vote yesterday and Tillman. Get up off your half moons. Contribute to the program. Use the open line or lose it. 303-713-7600. I want some good, informed dialogue. Maybe you disagree with what the Senate did in the House. That's fine, too. And I really would like to have a discussion here about that and also about Corporal Tillman. I really would. Because this is an American tragedy and it's unfair.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Being a lasting business is all about building a relationship. It's like building a lasting marriage. You don't lie to each other, and you should never part angry with each other. So at Ralph Sean Ponda, we try and remember how important our relationship with you, our customer, has to be. It's part of the reason why we've been Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership for years. We depend on you to be our walking advertisements, to tell your friends and families that they can always trust us when it comes to purchasing a good car, and to protect them from getting hurt in a very confusing business. Many people haven't purchased from us the first time because they got caught up in the frenzy of the other deal. But I've heard a lot of them say, we came back to you because you always told us the truth, and we won't make the same mistake twice. So we're back, and I think that's why we're still here, for people like you. We're your buddy in the car business, Ralph Sean Ponda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at Shomp.com. Thanks.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here comes the Mortgage Store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. You heard me right. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up. So it could go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this 5.25% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. They guarantee to save you money. Call the experts of the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, the guaranteed pros.
It's not about the candidate.
Tom Hartman.
I think this is the biggest mistake that we make here in America, is thinking that we have to find the perfect candidate. If enough of us get involved, it almost doesn't matter. If enough of us get out there and get active and engage in the political process beyond just voting, then if somebody is elected who we don't agree with on all issues, we can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms and a high today of 59. Can I stop just a second? I want to say thank you to somebody. Yeah, I want to say thank you to Morgan Troyer. Morgan Troyer owns and runs the DVD Stop. That's located at the 98th Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood. And I was out there yesterday. And you might remember we were raising money for the Humane Society, and I had the John Edwards book that he had signed. And I put it up for anybody who would give $500 to the Humane Society. And Morgan and his wife came through with $500 for the Humane Society. So thanks, Morgan. And thanks to the DVD Stop at 98 Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood. If you live in that area, in that neighborhood, if you're within driving distance of there, you want to see a great place to get DVDs, then you got to go into the DVD Stop. They buy, sell, trade. They've got new and used. Morgan had customers in there yesterday. So I'm hanging around, and I'm standing there like a dope trying to talk to him. But what I really wanted to do was I wanted to scope out all the movies because he got a ton of them. And he's got some great deals there, too. So thanks, Morgan, for the $500, and thanks for caring enough to give. And thanks to all of our listeners who came through. But thank you to Morgan for the $500. That was really touching. All right, back to reality, because that is reality, but back to this again. Talking about what happened to Pat Tillman and Pat Tillman's family, and also the Senate vote on Iraq. And I got three open lines here at 303-713-7600. Now, I get these emails all the time from people, well, you know, you never talk about what's going on in Iraq. Well, now I'm talking about it, and I'm talking about having to Pat Tillman, and what? The phone lines are sitting here dead? So I tell you what we can do. We can talk about Sanjay. Is that his name? Sanjaya on American Idol. The fact that he could win. Let's talk about that instead. Or how about Anna Nicole Smith's autopsy? Let's go to Deborah, my one caller in Fort Collins. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
All right, what do you think? Which one you want to take first? You want to take the Senate vote on Iraq, or you want to take the Tillman situation?
I think the Tillman situation. There's always been friendly fire. World War II, I'm sure there was. Korea, Vietnam. This administration has gone above and beyond. It used to be a sin of omission. They didn't lie about it, but it got glossed over. This administration has taken deviousness and lying to an all-time high historically. The Senate, too, how do we start a war? We declare war one day, and that same week we cut funding for VA. I mean, the writing was on the wall, and the American people have chose to keep their eyes shut about it, eyes, ears, up until now. I'm glad you and this radio station has worked diligently to bring it to the forefront.
Yeah, I can't believe people are not just absolutely, well, just angry about the Tillman situation, because you're right, there's always been friendly fire. But the thing is, the Pentagon and this government took this guy's death and used it
For propaganda
to sell involvement and to sell young kids on getting involved in the war. I mean, that's not moral. That's not right.
They used his football fame for their purpose. Had he been, you know, a private first class from an 18, 19-year-old PFC from Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's really true. Hey, or from New Albany, Mississippi, or Montrose, Colorado, or
Longmont, you know.
Longmont. They wouldn't have cared.
And that's a sadness. As far as Jessica goes, you know, that was all blown out of proportion. And, you know, they were trying to cover stuff to make, because they were kids. They were kids, and they were rushed into this. No armor. My grandson's home from Iraq, and of course, war's going to change a person and stuff, but they're no more prepared than a man in the moon when the war first started. Which is, you know, that's war. That's war. But this one was totally. I mean, I'm so ashamed to be. I'm ashamed to almost call myself an American now, because we do the torture. We stomp all over the Constitution.
Yeah, but that's not us. That's not us, and that's not the majority. That's not the majority of the country. So
no, but we elected this idiot.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people voted for this guy, and now they don't want to admit it, or they maybe feel bad about it, but they don't want to come forward and publicly say that they feel bad about it. And then I still see some people driving around. My mind is blown by this. And I'm sure you see it too, that you see them on I-25, you see them on C-470, you see them on I-70, you see them 36, you see them, and they've got Bush Cheney stickers on the back of their cars.
Oh, I know. Our support your thing. The whole time my grandson was in Iraq, I pray for your troops, pray, because there's support, and then there's support. Supporting something criminal as doing what they have done to Iraq is, we need to pray.
Well, it's terrible. All right, do you think there ought to be a congressional investigation into Tillman's death? Because I think there should be.
Yes. I mean, that's why we have the powers for congressional investigation. They need to investigate the whole Texas Mafia. I mean, it's... America has been brutalized by this regime.
Well, the other side of it, too, is, and I'm speaking specifically now about the Defense Department, and I'm speaking specifically now about the Pentagon. Nobody is going to be held responsible for this. In other words, there are no criminal charges.
Oh, but it's criminal charges to, persecute the lower level people who are either following orders or are in the third round or second round of Iraq and break and do something horrible. You know, there's no accountability.
Well, how about this idea? How about this? If you participated in this, like one of the generals who went to Pat Tillman's funeral, heard all of that, and knew that this stuff was false, how about this? You're dishonorably discharged. Goodbye.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the buck should stop at the top.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
No, there's, and I'm usually a very tolerant, forgiving person. The depth of this whole situation is just, I can't even begin to imagine what Pat Tillman's parents went through.
I heard an interview with her last night on Countdown with Keith Olbermann, and I felt sorry for her, and I felt sorry that for her family that this has gone on, and you know, I also felt sorry for us, and if we support the troops, and we truly do, then we need to get to the bottom of this. Deborah, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Well, thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. I'll tell you something. We're either going to talk about this now, or I'm going to talk about it for the next two and a half to 3 hours. Far be it for me to ever get on here and to coerce. I haven't done that in a long time. But, you know, I also think there's a part of us that there are so many things going on here that are not right, that are crazy, that don't add up, that two and two doesn't make four, that we're overwhelmed with it, too. And we're burned out by it. Because it's so, I mean, every place you turn. Now, this can't be my imagination. Because I've heard other people say it to me. I mean, I had somebody say it to me yesterday. Jay. Every time we turn around, it's something. And I said to them, yeah. And I can't cram it all into 4 hours. There's so much. But this Tillman thing is really disgusting. And we as Americans, I think, and as taxpayers, I mean, we owe his family something. We really do. And we owe all the military families something. And you know what we owe them? We owe them the truth. We owe them the truth about Pat Tillman. We owe them the truth. And somebody's got to be held accountable here. Because lying's not right, right? I mean, don't you tell that to your kids? Weren't you told that as a child? Isn't that an interesting concept about how we're told that as kids, and then all of a sudden, as adults, we lose that? So we routinely lie? Okay, there's degrees of that, right? I mean, you lie to spare somebody's feelings. Hey, Jay, look like you lost a lot of weight. You look good. I don't recognize you. You know, I mean, well, I have trouble taking compliments. Okay, let me give you another example. That looks okay on you. That really looks good. Reality, you're thinking to yourself, that doesn't look very good. Bad haircut. Whatever. Terrible taste in music. Whatever you want to talk about. We routinely lie. But when you come to big things, do you lie about those things? Do you openly lie to people about that stuff? Do you lie to somebody about their son being killed? Okay, I know. Jay, stop ranting, don't preach. We'll go to NPR. Okay, I'll stop. My mind is just, I can't wrap around all this stuff that's happening. I really can't, and I don't blame you for not wanting to wrap around it either. And maybe we ought to talk about Sanjaya or Anna Nicole Smith, how one human being can ingest that many chemicals at one time, and no wonder she's muerto. But it's like, man. All right, 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Stop and go eastbound 70 west of Pecos. Those delays kicking in back to Sheridan. That's due to a crash blocking the left lane. Looks like southbound 25 all clear now around Evans. Other southbound routes, pretty heavy, though. 225, Parker to I-25. Southbound 25 downtown and, of course, through Adams County. We had a car versus light rail wreck on Colfax west of Calumet and a jackknife semi 136th at 85. Looks like some of the fog's starting to lift now across Broomfield if you're on the Boulder Turnpike. It was still pretty dicey along I-70 between Quebec to 225. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy. Looks like we'll get scattered afternoon rain showers by this afternoon, high of 57. Currently fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sands gives you a fantastic cut without taking a great deal of your time. Plus, the shampoo service is always included.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Benefits and payroll can be decrease processing time and errors and increase accuracy and productivity with NetTime, an easy-to-use 100% web-based solution. With on-the-spot data reporting, you can track employee hours, tardiness, overtime, and manage benefits and payroll. For a free, no-obligation demonstration or to find out more, call 303-933-8742 or go to notimecard.com. That's notimecard.com.
Sometimes it's a divorce, a layoff, or a tragic health situation that causes good people to turn to credit cards just to make ends meet. Then if you get behind, the credit card companies jump the interest rate, charge outrageous late fees, and start to harass you with collection calls. Put a stop to the madness. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how they can help eliminate large portions of your credit card debt by negotiating with your creditors to get them to forgive potentially thousands of dollars. For over 10 years, Provanta has helped people overcome overwhelming debt and achieve financial freedom. So get your credit card statements together and call Provanta for your free information and consultation. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you may automatically qualify for this little-known program. Call 800-761-0811 for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Call now, 800-761-0811. That's 800-761-0811.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who do you love? 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. High 59. Good morning. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. There's no right or wrong to this. There's only your opinion about the Pat Tillman situation and also about the Senate vote. And I want to throw one thing in real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. Which I also brought up earlier this morning. I got to bring it up again because it's so ludicrous. John McCain makes this comment yesterday on some guy's talk show. I don't know who it was. It wasn't mine, obviously. But he makes some comment about how, well, there's neighborhoods in Baghdad where you can walk around. To CNN's credit and to Wolf Blitzer's credit and Michael Ware's credit, who is our Baghdad correspondent who's been over there for 4 years, he called McCain's bluff yesterday on the air and said, if there's an area we can walk around and you show me where it is, I've never seen it. I thought that was pretty interesting. By the way, any conservatives out there who want to talk about the tragedy of Mr. Tillman? Why isn't we getting this kind of stuff? I don't get a lot of conservative calls, but if it's other things like Iraq, the Senate or the House vote, then you might get some dissenters. Here's Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
There are two things that really get me irate.
seen a lot of things that depress me over the last few years, especially the war. Two things that really get me irate that have happened is the Valerie Plame affair and the Pat Tillman affair. One phrase keeps ringing through my mind that we heard for months after Pat Tillman was killed. We're fighting the same people in Iraq who killed Pat Tillman over and over and over
again. Yeah, that's right. You're right. We sure did.
You sure don't hear that anymore, do you? And the Republican noise machine, now they won't talk about Pat Tillman. You know, we have a local talk show here in town I won't name because it's on one of your sister stations. And that was drilled into us day after day. The same people that killed Pat Tillman are the people we're fighting in Iraq. And I tried to call in several times. I sent emails after we found out that Pat Tillman was killed by friendly fire. They won't discuss that. They won't talk about it. And it's getting to be more and more and more things that you can't talk about on their show because they just don't want to admit the truth.
Yeah, sadly enough, we'll probably be the I'll probably be, and you'll probably be, and anybody else who calls in will be the only people that will talk about Pat Tillman on talk radio today because you're right, they don't want to go near this, just like you don't hear any of those folks calling up now to try to challenge anything that's been said here or to try to get on the Tillman family case. And wouldn't it be nice if one of them just called up just once and said, look, I'm conservative. I'm a member of the GOP. I support the war. But I think what happened with Pat Tillman is wrong. And I think the Pentagon's wrong. And I think that the United States government's wrong. And that we should have a congressional hearing. And that the Tillman family and the American public is owed an answer.
And we're owed an apology. You know, we really are. We are, they are, but those people are not big enough morally, they're not honest enough to do it, to say, you know, we didn't tell the truth, we lied, we used your son's death wrongfully. They don't have it in them. They don't have it in them because, in my opinion, they're just big phonies.
I think some of them have it in them. I think some of them would say it. I think some of them would say it if you talk to them one-on-one, but I also think there is a good share of them that would make excuses or would not want to confront the question and not want to deal with the topic. And they keep repeating the same BS over and over again. There's a talk show here locally, and I won't name names because I never do, where this person keeps trying to shop the idea that Valerie Plame was not undercover and that no laws were broken. Well, okay, that's misinformation. Go look it up. It's there, and it's just excuse-making. It's just BS for bad behavior, which, P.S., they've spent God knows how many years moralizing and screaming at us, trying to infer and trying to say that we engage in immoral behavior. They've been saying this for years, but they can't live by the same standards, and that's really sad.
You know, everybody who has the authority to say whether she was covert or not, George Tenet,
everybody,
and the current head of the CIA, she testified herself. All the people who have retired from the CIA who knew, you know, who knew she was, they went through the classes with her, they say, oh, yeah, she was covert. And you still hear these people saying, oh, no, she wasn't covert because they cannot admit to themselves what their government did.
No, they're still saying it. And you know what I say to them? Okay, you want to make that case? Then lying to Congress is against the law. Why isn't Valerie Plame in jail?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, hey, thanks, Scott.
Okay.
All right, take care. Let's go to Dale. Dale, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good. I listen to you every day. I want you to know that. I don't always call in, but
oh,
I do
thanks.
Listen to you. two things. I think that the Democrats were right in what they did on the bill. But I think when he vetoes that bill, which he says he's going to, the Democrats need to be out there at every press conference, everything they do, just like the Republicans did, and say, look, we did everything we could. You know, don't let it just slide. But, you know, because that's what's happening now is he'll sit there and say, oh, I'm not doing this because of that. But they need to go and say, hey, we gave you everything we wanted. We just want a timetable.
Yeah.
And the Pat Tillman thing, friendly fire has been happening since the Revolutionary War. That happens. Whether a general should go to jail for it because it's an accident. The cover-up bothers me because they burned his clothes. If Mary Tillman is correct, they burned his clothes and they destroyed his diary.
Yeah, they did. They did burn his clothes and they did destroy his diary, and she's right about that.
Yeah, that's a fault. That's something that the military is never supposed to have done. All personal material is supposed to go back to the family. Now, why? So for that, someone should fall for that one.
Well,
I mean, that's just, I can't believe he's the only friendly fire guy, but,
well,
I'm sure
there's
others.
What you just brought up, though, is a really good point, in that really what we could do here is we could set aside ideology on this case, and so it doesn't make any difference whether you're right, left, or in the middle, or where you stand. Put yourself in that family's shoes, in that your son volunteers, gives up a lucrative career, goes to Afghanistan because he believes it's the right thing to do because he's patriotic and he cares about his country, and then he gets killed, and you don't get a truthful answer as to what happened to him? God, how could anybody not have any feelings about that?
I know it. I watched Olbermann, by the way, thank you for turning me to Olbermann, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Oh, he is. He's fantastic. And I watched that, and I look at that picture of that guy. Heck, I wanted to join the Army. I mean, he looks like he's the epitome of the perfect soldier.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, and then they lied about what happened to him. It just makes you sick. And but that's when someone should get in trouble for destroying the guy's personal properties. Because why did they do that? I'm sure they read the diary.
Cover up.
They had something in there, to cover it up.
And he was also, according to his family, you heard that last night, he was also against the war in Iraq. All right, should we have congressional hearings? And if they find out that these generals, which the Pentagon's already indicated, that these officers are involved, should they be discharged?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I think so because, I'm tired of seeing the sergeants and the corporals get in trouble for stuff like an Abu Ghraib, but yet the generals get to walk away scot-free. And those guys only follow orders. I remember when I was in the military, they said if you had an order that you felt was unjustified, you had the right to disobey it. But you know what? If it turned out that, you better be backed up by, definite evidence. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of problems. But that's the way the military used to be, is that they used to say that, okay, if you think this order is a bad order or it's going to kill people, then you should, disagree with it. But again, just like in that movie, A Few Good Men, that's kind of what happened there.
Yeah. Well, I think the military is still that way, but I think we got people involved in the military, just like you have anything else in life, who are just they're not very above board. And how are you going to fix that? Well, the only way you're going to fix it is with accountability. So could we finally have some accountability here?
And I agree with you, and that's what I think I'd like to see too. Because why did they burn his diary?
Yeah,
that does not make any sense to me. And I was shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, I think we're definitely owed answers about that. Dale, thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, could you imagine if that was your son? And Pat Tillman ought to be hailed as a hero, and he is a hero. But what are we as taxpayers? What does the government owe the Tillman family? Well, I think we owe them a complete explanation, and the only way we're going to get that is we're going to have to investigate. And I'm still holding out hope here that before 8 o'clock, I'll get a conservative caller. I'll get somebody who will say, I disagree with you, and I disagree with most of the people on this radio station, but the Tillman situation is not tolerable. 303-713-7600, 747, 47 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest issue right now is going to be eastbound I-70. We've got a lot of stop-and-go traffic from Sheridan toward Pecos. That's due to a crash. Several vehicles there and rescue on scene blocking the left lane and off on the left shoulder. So watch out for that. Of course, we did have a lot of fog being reported along I-70 between Quebec and 225. Looks like some of that is starting to burn off. Had some problems as well on the turnpike as a result of the poor visibility, and that's getting much better as well across Broomfield. Keep in mind that we did have a wreck, a car versus light rail, Colfax and Mariposa just west of Kalamath. Weather today, partly cloudy skies expected, breezy, cooler, scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 57. Right now, fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance, up to $400, maybe more. AAA...
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
We can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
If you've tried every diet out there without long-term success, maybe it's time to try the one that really works, the Duke Diet.
I tried dieting for years, but was never able to maintain the weight loss. Now I've lost 85 pounds with the Duke Diet and Fitness Center and kept it off for 3 years.
And now Duke University's world-renowned Diet and Fitness Center has brought its proven program to the Internet. Get started with your free customized evaluation. Go to DukeDiet.com. That's right, a free evaluation just for logging on to DukeDiet.com.
I still meet people who are shocked that I lost 130 pounds with what I learned at the center and have kept it off for over 12 years. So the best compliment is from my doctor, who tells me how healthy I am.
Ditch the gimmicks and fad diets and start losing weight today. The Duke Diet is a proven approach that helps you make a lifelong change, and we'll get you started for free. Just go to DukeDiet.com for your free evaluation. That's DukeDiet.com. DukeDiet.com.
You couldn't repeat that again, could you? 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, more of your calls on the Pat Tillman situation coming up. And I got a really moving email to read, too, if I can squeeze this in. Hey, the early bird sale for Rocky's Autos, I got another one coming up. Unfrickin' believable. What's wrong in there, Pat? Are you okay? He does not work. You're not used to working with me. That's one of the problems, right? It's okay. You're doing a great job. You're the man. All right. Anyway, Rockies have an early bird sale, and it's coming up this Saturday, March 31st. I'm going to be out there. It starts at 8 a.m., and I'll be there, and I hope you'll come by and see me. And they've got free donuts, free coffee, and they'll give you directions if you call them. And why are they doing this? Why do they put these cars out there and charge so little, like a 97 Ford Ranger, stock number 68091, sale price at $995. This thing is completely inspected, Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. What do they do this for? Well, because it's an incentive. And a thank you to Rocky's customers. And it's a way to earn new business. They want you to come out and look and see that they have the best deals going. Now, they've got a whole slew of cars here. And I don't have time to get into all of them. But I'm going to tell you this. No car will go on sale until 8 a.m. So you got to get out there early if you want these deals. And I'll be out there. I'll see you. They've got free coffee, donuts. I won't be partaking of either. But I'll give them to you. And it's a chance for us to get together, too. So you get good car deals, we get together, and you'll see that what I say about Rocky's Autos is absolutely true. Rocky's Autos, get there at 8 a.m. That's Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. You got to get there early. It's an early bird sale. I'll see you out there this Saturday at Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Cyclones, thunderstorms, high today 59. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. I'm going to save this email. I'm going to read it after 8 o'clock because it's so good. And it's from my buddy Sean. And he knows who he is, and he's in the military. But we're talking about Pat Tillman and what happened, and also the Iraq vote in the Senate, and also the House. And let me go to Brian in Thornton, who's been hanging on forever. Brian, thanks, man. Go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. First of all, I just want to—I agree with you totally on Pat Tillman. I mean, he was a great man, very honorable for what he did, you know, stepping up for his country, leaving a lucrative career, signing up to— to fight the fight that he thought his country really was supposed to be fighting, and then to come to find out that, you know, it was all a big scam like we all knew, and now the rest of the, you know, country is hopefully waking up to. And I think his family deserves an apology. I think the country deserves an apology. It's obvious from his interview with his mom on the ESPN radio show yesterday morning and with Keith Olbermann that, you know, she's distraught about it. The diary thing really gets me because, you know, that's a soldier's personal belongings. Those things are supposed to be respected, supposed to be returned to the family of the man who, you know, gave himself to the country. And, you know, why was the military going through his diary of all things? And, you know, obviously it had things in there that was about the Iraq war that he didn't agree with, because we all know where his stance was on the war now from his mother. And second, I am glad the Congress stepped up and finally voted on a bill telling us that we have to get our soldiers out of Iraq, or telling the president that. And I like the Senate bill, and I'm just glad they're finally listening to the American people, because we spoke in November, and I don't care if George Bush says he's going to veto that bill or not. The American people spoke in November, and we said we want out of Iraq.
Yeah, let him step forward and negate the voice of the American people, and then he can pay for it.
Exactly. You know, I mean, King George has got to wake up sooner or later. You know, it's our country, and we spoke, and we want out of the quagmire that he got us in.
I agree 100%. Brian, thanks, man. Good call.
Yep, have a good day.
All right. So I quickly go to Jim in Wyoming. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I've been a lifelong Democrat, and this Tillman deal is just another letdown that the Democrats are doing us. I was convalescing during the...
Wait. How are the Democrats responsible for... Wait a minute. How are the Democrats responsible for the Pat Tillman situation? I don't get that.
Every word coming out of a Democrat's mouth should be about how bad Bush is. They should be holding their feet to the fire about Tillman.
Well, they are.
Not the ones I'm hearing.
If you look at the record, Representative Michael Honda of San Jose, California, where the Tillman family lives, so he would be their representative in Congress, has contacted the chairman and ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee asking for a hearing on Tillman's death, and there will be more that will sign on to this. This revelation about this is only 2 to 3 days old, and it takes a while for stuff to get signed and for momentum to get gathered. And in all, I mean, don't you think you're being like a little unfair there?
No, I'm not.
All right.
When I was convalescing during the elections, every Democrat said, George Bush is a dirty SOB. Nancy Pelosi said the same thing.
Well, what?
And now they're wanting to be everybody's friend.
How's that?
They have got to start holding these Republicans to the fire.
So, all right.
The Republicans
are
holding the Democrats to the fire.
Before I run out of time, just answer yes or no. Oh, no. Just answer quickly. What do you call the vote in the Senate and also the vote in the House?
Well, they're dropping the ball again.
Oh, okay.
They just think everything out of their mouth should be holding the Republican feet to the fire.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day, and I appreciate the call. We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Kyle.
Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk Broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A new study just out says a steady diet of junk food commercials is hazardous to the health of American children. Live to Washington, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Most of the food ads targeted at kids are for candy, snacks, or sugared cereal.
Rich chocolate and creamy fudge flavors swirled round into crunchy cereal-sized bites.
The Kaiser Family Foundation links TV watching to waistlines.
Kids of all ages in this country are exposed to a lot of food advertising on television every day.
Study coordinator Vicky Rideout says children 2 to 7 see about 4,400 food ads every year. 8 to 12-year-olds digest more than 7,600. Less than 1% of these ads are for fruit juices or vegetables. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A pair of reports out this morning reach the same conclusion. Women with a family history of breast cancer and those who have already been diagnosed should not rely on mammograms alone. University of North Carolina researcher Etta Pisano recommends getting an MRI for good measure.
If you are a woman with breast cancer, you want to know what breast cancer you have throughout your body. And so you wouldn't want to find out a year or two later that you had another breast cancer in the opposite breast.
Coast Guard says 100 or so Haitians who came ashore in Hallandale Beach, Florida, have been detained. At least one person was found dead.
Currently, we're evaluating the situation, determine if there are any other people that might be in the water.
Some tough talk from Tony Blair may have made an impression on the Iranians. Live to London and CBS's Larry Miller.
The diplomatic chess game is moving fast. Iran says it's releasing the lone female British sailor and will air an interview with her. And now we're waiting for Iranian video footage of the 15-strong crew. Earlier, Britain says its crew was ambushed nearly 2 miles away from Iranian territory and accused Tehran of changing its maps to fit its claims. Then Britain suspended all diplomacy with Iran except on this issue. Live in London, I'm Larry Miller, CBS News.
Iraq suicide bomber set off explosions near a government center in Fallujah. Some American troops had to be treated for chlorine gas exposure. Here at home, the president's about to tell cattlemen why he won't accept the Iraq pullout deadline that the Senate set. Animal lovers are loving Burger King's menu chain. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
Burger King says it'll start buying eggs and pork from companies that don't cage or crate their chickens and pigs.
Pigs are sensitive, intelligent animals.
Animal rights campaigns have focused on this, and PETA's Matt Prescott wants other fast food chains to make the same commitment.
We hope that Burger King's decision will have an effect on those companies.
Burger King says a total changeover will take months, maybe years.
At the World Swimming Championships in Australia, Ukrainian coach is being questioned by the police. Police Superintendent McWilliam says the coach was caught on tape roughing up a team member, his own daughter.
The images are disturbing. It matters not whether it's a resident, the Victoria, or a visitor.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials down 72 points, NASDAQ's down 11. This is CBS News.
In the search for ways to improve health care, we'd like to add another solution. I-beams. That's right, I-beams. A member of the American Institute of Architects can use I-beams to create spaces that enhance healing by easing a patient's mind, sharpening a surgeon's skill, softening a nurse's touch. Not bad for a hunk of iron. Get an AIA architect involved early. You'll feel much better. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbitz, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com during the Plan Your Escape hotel sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. So if work is wearing you out or your neighbors are driving you nutty, plan your escape and pick your hotel right now at Orbitz.com.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Sheriff's investigators now say the deadly standoff at a high school in Bailey last September was a random act committed by a madman. Details of the school standoff at Platte Canyon High spelled out in a final report by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation that's finally been released. Dwayne Morrison of Drifter took over a high school classroom, molesting several female students before finally shooting and killing 16-year-old Emily Keyes, and then himself as a SWAT team entered the building. The Park County Sheriff says Morrison apparently picked the school at random.
There is no evidence to support that any of the hostages and their families knew Morrison.
Morrison left behind a letter saying he was tormented by a childhood filled with terror from an abusive father. Spring snow hitting the high country this morning.
Up near Loveland and Vail Pass, a snow and blowing snow advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening.
Meteorologist Nick Carter says some of that snow could even hit Denver tomorrow, although it should be warm enough, it's not going to stick to the roads. And Governor Ritter signing a bill requiring 20% of the energy provided by large utilities in Colorado come from renewable sources like wind and solar power by the year 2015. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
On that stretch, crash off the highway westbound Lincoln east of Parker. There were multi cars, one of those rolled, and typical heavy conditions now eastbound 6th out of Lakewood. Same for the Boulder Turnpike. Still a little patchy fog north and east for the metro. Really seeing that around I-25 and the Turnpike. It's also wet and foggy if you're headed west into the high country along I-70. Security wait time at DIA 10 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy. Cooler, scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 57. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, a little chilly, low of 30, and currently it's fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Could you be spending your money more wisely? At Key Bank, they provide the financial fundamentals.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
Traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 59, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can instant message me at am760.net. And it's good to be able to get together with you today. A little precipitation in the forecast, but as John M. says, chances of it sticking are not that great because it's warm out. So that's a good thing, because Thursday night they're talking about some snow likely, about a 60% chance. But if it doesn't stick, that'll be fine with me. I don't know about you. All right, I want to move on from the Tillman discussion, even though I'm tempted to talk about it all morning. But I wanted to read this email. I want to read this email because it's important. This guy's in the military. And his first name is Sean. And this is a pretty moving email. Jay, I'm a huge football fan, but I never heard of Mr. Tillman until after his death. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals. In December, I had the good fortune of going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. One section was dedicated to Mr. Tillman and his sacrifice. As I stood there looking at the wall, I was swept by grief and sadness. Watching the tape of different NFL players talking about Mr. Tillman was incredible, the nice things they said about him. As a service member, I grieve and mourn every time I hear that one of my brothers in arms has died. It disgusts me that the administration uses people like Mr. Tillman as a tool and a prop for their propaganda machine. The fact that nine officers covered up his death blows my mind. As a military member, I rely on officers appointed above to give me orders and direct me what to do. On the subject of the Senate budget, bravo Congress, I was so used to the do-nothing Republican Congress that rolled over and let W do whatever he wanted. Now we have a Congress that stands up and says, hey, no, you can't do that. It's incredible. Some of the military are not happy about it, but I am. I want people held accountable for their crimes. I want stuff to be looked at and crimes investigated. I'm glad that Congress is putting pressure on the president to get the war over with. I hope if the president does veto the bill, that there are Republicans willing to side with the enemy to overturn the veto. Thanks for your time, Jay. I'm sad you only had one caller. I actually only had like about four. When you originally opened this topic up, if I had a phone and had not been driving on the base, I definitely would have called you. I was listening to your show the day you talked about the lesbian in Boulder that got beat up, and you didn't have any callers on that. So you just didn't take calls the whole morning. That was one of my favorite shows you've done. I also don't think you should even talk about American Idol or Anna Nicole Smith. They're not worth the time. Yeah, Sean, you're right about that. It ticks me off that people are not more angry about this. Yeah, it does me too. But there's a part of me, though, I think that understands this. Because we are so overwhelmed every single day with all of this stuff. That there's just so much going on. How in the world do you ever keep track of all this? And it's almost like at times that you turn on AM 760 or you turn on whatever news outlet that you watch. And for me, it's Keith Olbermann and Countdown on MSNBC. And, okay, here we go. It's something else. It's something else. I don't know, really. I don't know how people put up with it. I don't know how you put up with it. Because I have to do it because it's my job. But there are a lot of times I don't want to face it. Because as a psychiatrist once said to me, man, you're staring down the abyss. But see, I'm hopeful. And I'm optimistic. Because we have a funny way of writing ourselves in this country. And I really do believe that liberals, progressives, and conservatives with morals and common sense will realize that we're on the wrong track. And that people in the middle, people who are not committed politically, will realize that we're on the wrong track. And that they'll get out and that they'll do something. That they'll say enough is enough and that they finally have had enough. And if you look at the polls, whether it's the Pew Research Project and Paul Krugman's column appeared yesterday in the Denver Post about this, if you look at the numerous surveys that have been done, the majority of the American people, they know this is wrong. They know this whole thing is wrong. They know all of this from Alberto Gonzalez and the Justice Department and the lawyers, the prosecutors, to Iraq, to all of this. They know it's all wrong. They know it's wrong. And what we got to do, I think, and then I'll turn my rant button off here and I'll get on to business. But what I think we have to do is I think we have to pull ourselves together, all of us, and we have to work very, very hard to change the direction that the country's in, and we have to get involved in the political process. As much as it is disturbing, as much as we don't like it at times, and as much as there are people who are involved in it who we don't particularly care for, we don't particularly like, but we got to do something about it. And we just can't sit around and we just can't feel like we're depressed, it's bad, and nothing is ever going to change. I refuse to accept that. And I believe that if you do get active, that whatever you do, whether it's volunteering for a candidate or giving a little money or writing your congressman or your senator, I believe that it does matter. I believe something good will happen. Because I believe in the inherent goodness of the people of this country to do the right thing, and I believe in the country and the direction of the country that we can change things, that we can right things. And I'm not going to just be depressed and accept the idea that there's nothing we can do. And we all get angry, we all get frustrated, we never get 100% of what we want, but we can get some things done. We can definitely do that. We just have to want to. You have to want to, and your neighbors have to want to, and everybody has to want to. And for some of you, some of this is looking inside your core beliefs and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, I've always voted Republican. I mean, I'm conservative, and but you got to look past that rhetoric and past the sensationalism and the distortions and the craziness that goes on one of the prime mediums in this country, which is talk radio, and cable channels like Fox and the rest of them, and you have to look towards the truth. And the truth is, what we are currently doing and the course that we are on, both foreign and domestically, is not working. And I don't want you to take my word for it. Spend some time investigating it yourself. Get busy. After all, it's our country. We just need to take it back. 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Groups allege profiling at the mall in Aurora. Now, I've never been to this mall, and I don't know what goes...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbits.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbits Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbits and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchette to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchette?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Watchdog USA.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership, Ralph Shump Honda. There are lots of reasons we're number one and have been for over 12 years. To name a few, no dealer handling or other hidden fees, ever. We're one priced so you know what you're paying for your purchase before you spend hours negotiating the price. We don't load our vehicles up with accessories you don't want, care about, or want to spend your hard-earned money on, unless it's your choice. Did I mention the great friendly people who work here? We're sincerely interested in making your purchasing experience a good one. And we're conveniently located, so it doesn't matter whether you live in Capitol Hill or Highlands Ranch. It's just a quick drive down Broadway. So without totally being a thief of great lines, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Shump Honda. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at shump.com. Should I say, thanks, Tom?
It's not about the candidate.
Tom Hartman.
I think this is the biggest mistake that we make here in America, is thinking that we have to find the perfect candidate. If enough of us get involved, it almost doesn't matter. But enough of us get out there and get active and engage in the political process beyond just voting, then if somebody is elected who we don't agree with on all issues, we can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 59, although the skies are blue as can be out there right now. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin here, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and AM760.net if you want to instant message me something. I don't know if anybody will react to this or not, because I don't know how many people out there know about this or have any involvement in it. I have never been to the town center at the Aurora Mall. I don't have any idea what's going on there. But I saw this morning in the Denver and West section of the Denver Post, and I'm curious about it. So I figured the best thing to do, or to be correct, I figured the best thing to do, my country music radio training sneaks in here every once in a while, the best thing to do is ask you about it. Let me read a little bit of this, and you can react to it if you want to. About a dozen young people yesterday called for hearings into racial profiling and discrimination claims at Town Center at Aurora Mall. The group says that a disproportionate number of black and Hispanic teens have been profiled at the mall, formerly the Aurora Mall, because of the clothes they wear or the color of their skin. They criticized the mall and its owner, Simon Property Group. I'm really upset about how my people and how my community are being treated, said Jamal Miller. He's 20 years old. He's an organizer with the Colorado Progressive Coalition, which fights discrimination. Town Center and Aurora officials issued a statement before the event saying that the mall at Alameda Avenue and Interstate 225 has zero tolerance for discrimination of any kind. Miller, who is black, said he frequently shops at the mall and has been stopped, he says, because of the clothes he wears or the color of his skin. The Colorado chapter of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, said it has surveyed more than 1,000 patrons of the mall since last summer. The group found that about 50 people said they were victims of racial profiling or harassment. Now, 50 out of 1,000, 50 is wrong, but out of 1,000 people, I mean, it could be worse, but it doesn't justify the 50 having this happen. Both groups staged a news conference in front of the Aurora Municipal Center. they held a sign saying, our dollar is green too, and shopping at Simon is separate and unequal. The statement from mall officials said the mall also does not target a specific age group. Okay, do you have kids that go to this mall? Have you been to this mall? Have you ever run into this? Do you know anything about it? What's your feelings about the town center at Aurora? And I know that adults have a habit of, well, have a habit of being, I don't want to use the word intimidated, that's not right, but we have a habit of, we look at younger people and their mode, their style of dress, and the way they are, and I'm groping here to find the right word. We feel disenfranchised by it. We feel alienated by it. We don't understand it. We don't get it. Is that the words I'm looking for? Similar to when we were younger and we were in our 20s and in our teens, and adults looked at us the same way. Long hair, smoking cigarettes, outrageous clothes. We got to crack down on these kids. How many times did you hear that growing up? And then when you become an adult, you have a tendency to turn around and then act in the same way. Now, I'm not saying that there are not people out there who do bad things, because there's people everywhere who do bad things. And 50 out of 1,000 people, well, that's wrong that the 50 had to go through that. Of course, there's naturally going to be mistakes that are going to be made. So you got to account for some of that. But this gets into the whole question about profiling and about the idea that you look at somebody and they don't look right to you, that you suspect that they're either going to do something wrong or they've done something wrong, when you don't really have any proof that they've done anything wrong or any indication that they're going to do something wrong, and that profiling of anybody for any reason is a risky and dicey business because it's unfair, it operates off stereotypes, and 9 times out of 10, it turns out to be nothing. So, you see a kid, and the kid, somebody in their 20s, their teens, they look different. So do you immediately suspect that they're up to no good, or do you look at them and you say, okay, I don't have a right to pass that judgment unless they do something wrong? Then the other thing is, people who are black and Latino and people of color have always, always, always had a tougher time in this society. So have women. I said to somebody yesterday, wouldn't it be wonderful tomorrow if Rush Limbaugh woke up and he was a black female? Then maybe he'd get it. Because there are people who walk around and not only think that profiling and having these feelings about people, they not only think that that's okay, but they also do it themselves. And I'm not talking about police officers who pull you over because you got a taillight out. And I'm not talking about police officers who pull you over because they see something else that you're doing while driving. I've been in police cars before. Yes, I've been in the back seat, but I've also been in the front seat plenty of times. Very, very hard at night a lot of times to see in through the driver's window to have any indication about what the person's color is. I know that from having done that, having ridden for long periods of time with various police organizations. I happen to be very, very pro-cop. But, like I've said about everything else this morning, and like I always say, that any group of people, and it doesn't make any difference who it is, they have people who are not very cool. That's human nature. That's human nature. But I want to know what's going on out here at the town center at the Aurora Mall. And I don't know. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you go there. I don't know if you've been there. I don't know if you have kids that go there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you're... And that's really wrong for a talk show host to say, oh, my God, there's somebody on the radio admitting they don't know everything. Oh, I know everything, you people. But I've been by there, but they've never gone in. Maybe I should go in there for myself and see what's going on. And I bet you a good time to do that would probably be, what, Friday night? Saturday night? Don't kids hang out at the malls? Didn't you hang out at the mall when you were a kid? They just come up with malls when I was a teenager. I used to hang out in them all the time. So, depending on what size city you grew up in, depending on your age, I mean, don't kids do that? Question is, are African-American Latino kids, African-American and Latino teens, are they being unfairly targeted and profiled at town center at the Aurora Mall? That's the question. And the mall management says no. And these various organizations say yes. And the survey is 50 out of 1,000 people that Acorn surveyed last summer. So is 50 out of 1,000 acceptable? I don't think it is, but... And do you buy this? And maybe I should enlarge this to say not only the town center at Aurora, but any other mall and any other place that kids congregate. And let's throw this last part in. I can remember in the 60s, I can remember being profiled too in places like the Costa Mesa, like at the mall down there in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach. Also the beach, and a lot of other places I can remember being profiled because I had long hair and the whole thing. And that was way before Gina was born. At 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Right, Gina?
Well, I don't know. We're kind of close in age, a little bit.
Yeah, South Coast Plaza is where, and I remember that they would always, what are you doing here? Well, I'm like wandering around looking at the stores. Take care of your business and move on. Also, hassled on Sunset Boulevard and also Hollywood Boulevard.
You must have been a pretty bad-looking dude.
Well, I don't know, but I think everybody got it back in those days. You know, don't stand around, don't loiter, keep moving. What are you doing here? Stop cruising up and down Sunset Boulevard. Stop driving up and down Hollywood Boulevard. You're clogging traffic. Blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember that going on. Now, can you imagine being a Latino or African American?
Sure.
Then you really got the foot on your neck. Oh, can't we just bring back the Dave Clark Five?
Let's not.
Which, by the way... I've never discussed this on the air, the big scandal going on out there. You know what the big scandal is that's going on out there in the rock and roll world?
What?
That there are people who believe passionately that the Dave Clark Five should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there are other people who believe that it's an insult because they only had two hits. And most people can't name either one of them. I can name one of them. Glad All Over. I can't name the other one. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea. I remember owning one of their albums. When I was a child.
Well, that's one of the big scandals that's going on out there.
I don't think they should go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe we'll debate that tomorrow. Maybe we'll ask people what they think about that. But you know what? I got a feeling that most people don't know who they are.
Probably not.
I mean, the gentleman sitting on the other side of the glass of me, Mr. Kelly, is... How old are you?
I just turned 30.
He's 30 years old. You don't know who the Dave Clark Five are, do you?
No, sir.
Okay.
British Invasion, Kelly.
British Invasion Group, filling the void left by not having enough Beatles-sounding people. Okay, we'll get back to this discrimination thing. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Gina, check out traffic for us.
It's been a pretty busy morning. Fog was still a problem on kind of the north and east side of the city. That was slowing down traffic. We had a wreck on Surface Street, westbound Lincoln, east of Parker. They were so clear on that, one of those vehicles rolled. Car versus light rail, Colfax, west of Kalamath. So kind of some smaller problems like that. If you are headed up into the high country, the weather was kind of dicey, but they did reopen US 6 over the Loveland Pass. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler, scattered afternoon rain showers, high of 57, right now fair, 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ever wonder what that big blue bear outside the Colorado Convention Center is looking for? Like everyone else, he can't wait to see the new Chevy Camaro
Wouldn't it feel great if just once someone said to you, hey, you know what I noticed? You're a really good driver. But no one does. They take your impressive skills for granted. Well, Progressive will tell you. They're willing to say, yes, you are a good driver, and we're giving you a special rate, a special lower rate. You could save over $400 when you switch, just for being a good driver.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easier.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
At 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, check it out. The theory that 1 year in dog's life is equivalent to 7 in human life. You know what? How many times have you heard that? I've heard it a million times. Well, you know something? It isn't exactly true. See, a more accurate calculation is as follows. At 1 year, a dog is the equivalent of 16 human years. At 2 dog years, there are 24 human years, and at 3 dog years, 30 human years, and for every dog year after that, add 4 human years. That is too confusing, and my only feeling, the only drawback about having a dog is they don't live long enough. And Coco and Jackson do not act their age. They act like they're puppies, and one of the reasons is because we feed them Purina, and I've made no secret about that. Purina One Natural Blends have a no-compromise philosophy when it comes to pet food. Wholesome, select natural ingredients in every formula, including real lamb or white meat chicken, brown rice, oatmeal or barley, plus sweet potatoes. No added fillers, artificial colors or flavors. A taste dogs love, and if they love it, why wouldn't you love it? It's easy to understand why Purina One Natural Blends has such high standards. When you see the difference it can make in your pet. So, find out what a natural ingredient dog food can do for your dog's health. There's no time like right now to find out. Call them at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Call today, 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Sometimes it's a divorce, a layoff, or a tragic health situation that causes good people to turn to credit cards just to make ends meet. Then if you get behind, the credit card companies jump the interest rate, charge outrageous late fees, and start to harass you with collection calls. Put a stop to the madness. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how they can help eliminate large portions of your credit card debt by negotiating with your creditors to get them to forgive potentially thousands of dollars. For over 10 years, Provanta has helped people overcome overwhelming debt and achieve financial freedom. So get your credit card statements together and call Provanta for your free information and consultation. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you may automatically qualify for this little-known program. Call 800-761-0811 for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Call now, 800-761-0811. That's 800-761-0811.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well.
Ooh, don't you love it? Chuck Berry.
You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle.
Emmylou Harris also covered this, too.
And now the young monsieur
Chapel Bell. And does it remind you of Pulp Fiction? Vincent and what's her name? I can't think of her name. Yeah. Vincent and Mia at Jackrabbit Slim's. All right. Somebody should open up a Jackrabbit Slim's. 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 59. Slight chance of thunderstorms. We're talking about the Aurora, the town center at Aurora Mall, where groups of alleged profiling is going on with Latino and African American teenagers. And I'm asking you if you have any knowledge about that, or does it go on? Does it go on where you are? And just the whole thing about being a kid, about being a teenager. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing good, man.
Excellent. Hey, I grew up in Denver, and I used to go to the Aurora Mall all the time. And I don't go there now. I moved back from Hawaii in 2000, and I went there once. And, I mean, it's just packed full of little hoodlums. I can understand why they profile. I mean, the people that cause the problems are the people that get picked out. And, you know, half the time, and you know this because you deal with cops, you have cops that are friends, you know, over half the time the true story is not told.
No, I agree with that. Criminals always have some lame excuse, like it isn't mine. Where did you get the car? Well, so-and-so gave it to me. And then the officer will ask, well, how did you get it started? And, well, the key was already in it when the steering column has been broken. But, you know, Blaine, I don't think I could get on the air, though, and make a statement that, well, I went to whatever mall you choose, Town Center, Aurora Mall, or whatever the case is, whatever one you choose, and like they're all hoodlums. Because in this country, we're supposed to have something like probable cause. And you just can't say that everybody who's there, they're all little hoodlums and they're guilty. I mean, what are they guilty of? What did you observe when you were there? What were they doing that was wrong?
I mean, you're trying to have a shopping experience, you're trying to buy stuff there, and, you know, these kids are running through, they're hollering, it's like they're at, like, daycare or something.
Yeah, okay, but first of all, running through there and yelling while being irritating is not, as far as I know, technically against the law, and, yeah, that gets to be a pain in the rear, but that's part of, I mean, didn't you do that stuff when you were a teenager?
No, I really didn't. I mean, I stood out. How I stood out is, you know, we were all like the, you know, wannabe punk rockers, the Mohawks and stuff. But, you know, we didn't holler and
well, but see, a lot of people, though, would look at that, and a lot of people would say, look at that guy over there with that haircut.
But they're looking at that with a haircut. I'm talking about people actually being disruptive. You know, they're disturbing the peace. They can,
well, what?
They can
disturbing technically... the what? Disturbing the peace at like 8 o'clock at night?
Well, if they're running through, they're screaming and hollering. I mean, I went like on a like, I think it was Saturday afternoon, and I was going to Sears, and I hadn't been there in a number of years, and all these kids, and they're just acting like idiots.
Well, yeah, but that's what kids.
Act like idiots somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's
this is a mall. This is business is conducted there. Jay, come on.
I agree.
Business is conducted there.
Yes, I agree that you have a right to be upset about that, but you also have to have some degree of understanding that kids are going to act like kids, and that there are going to be times when they're going to do stuff like that, and they're going to act up and act out, and I refuse to believe that you or anybody else is going to call me here and tell me and be honest about it, that you never acted out or acted up. Come on, man. You expect me to buy that idea?
Oh, I didn't say I never acted out.
Okay, but when you call, all right, but when you called me, hold on a second.
General public.
Well, all right, yeah, but Blaine, when you called me, you said they're all being a bunch of hoodlums, and what that... The image I got on that was that they were, like, running around stealing purses, committing vandalism, theft. I mean, I think it's okay for a security guard in a mall or for somebody in authority in a mall to tell them, hey, don't run through the mall. You know, don't do these things. And here's the reason why. But you got another question going on here. Are they applying this evenly, or are they targeting certain people based on the color of their skin or the way that they dress? And if they're targeting them on the color of their skin or the way that they dress, now, Blaine, you know that that's wrong. That'd be the same thing as me doing it to you as an adult when you had a mohawk. Right?
I understand your point of view, but they're trying to conduct a business. And what they're going
after but wait a minute.
The people who cause the problems. If that's profiling, I mean, I hate to say it, but you know what? You have to go after who the responsible parties are.
But that's not.
You know what?
Wait a minute.
People need to be held accountable for their actions.
Yeah, no one's disagreeing with that. But how in the world, or at least I'm not. But how in the world do you condone the idea that you would single somebody out based on the color of their skin or the way that they dress? That would be okay, that's all right. I mean, do you think that's right? Because you know what? You just told me that you wore a mohawk. Well, you wouldn't have appreciated it, and you would have been the first person to scream if somebody come up to you and said, okay, you're going to have to leave the Cherry Creek Mall, or you're going to have to leave the Aurora Town Center, or you're going to have to leave. Well, what did I do? Well, it's the way you're dressed. It's the color of your skin. Would you think that was okay? Assuming that kind of thing is going on, and what positive steps would you take to prevent this kind of stuff from happening? Would you just go through and take every teenager, regardless of who they are, round them all up and throw them out?
No, I would do what it seems that they're doing. They probably check out a group of kids, and if they're doing nothing, then that's fine, and they move on to the next. I mean, they tried to reinvent the mall. You know, I don't know how many, what is it, like 2 or 3 years ago, they started calling it Town Center Mall, and they did, you know,
right,
they're doing all
right.
The renovations and stuff like
right.
that. And that's that kid who was going to testify against that Crip, him and his, I wish I could remember his name, him and his girlfriend got killed. That's where they got killed, the Aurora Mall. You know, and it's a gang thing.
Well,
and
you know,
they don't want
them
to come in there and take. They don't want them to come
yeah,
in there and take over. And
I
that's
agree.
One thing about Denver is we don't have we've got a gang problem, but it's not like L.A. or Las Vegas or any of the other big cities.
Excuse me. Okay. I agree with what you're saying about gangs, but you're not going to tell me and expect me to accept this that any kid who dresses what you would deem or other adults would deem inappropriate, or who is African American or Latino, is a gang member and B is violating, say, the mall's code of conduct. You're not going to say that that's okay, or you're not going to say that singling folks out due to their color of their skin or the way they dress. Are you going to tell me that that's okay?
No, I'm just, you know, sometimes you know, it's a whole thing.
No, tell me. Seriously, Blaine, come on, man to man. Tell me that you think that that's okay.
Hey, if people are causing problems, people.
That's
are
not
causing
what I'm asking
problems.
You.
I don't care.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, do you think it's okay if this is truly going on? Do you think it's okay to single people out based on the way they dress or the color of their skin? Do you think that's all right?
Okay,
No, just answer me yes or no.
Way they
just
dress,
answer me yes or no.
The way they dress, Jay, yes. If they're dressed like gang members, if they've got...
Well, what do gang members dress like?
They've got their blue on for
what is... Wait, whoa, hold it. Hold it.
Right.
I dress in blue and red. I'm 54 freaking years old. Are you going to cue? And I wear a cap.
Do-rag.
I wear
a do-rag.
What are you saying? Everybody wears a do-rag? Is a gang member?
Like if you've got your little red handkerchief or your blue handkerchief and you got the do-rag, is that not does that not indicate that you're in a gang or what?
No, it does not.
That you're in a gang?
No, it does not.
A young teenage kid.
No, it does not.
That's about acceptance, Jay.
No, it does not. You know what, Blaine?
It's not about acceptance.
You know what, Blaine? What you're about is overreaction and stereotyping, because you have no way of proving that anybody who wears a do-rag wears red or blue, I'm not done yet, has a handkerchief or any of that stuff, man. Come on. I'm
not saying they're in a gang, but when those kids, when they dress up like that, I don't care what color, if they're a little white kid.
You just did.
They're a black
you
kid
just
or a Mexican
said it.
Kid.
You just said it. You just said it. You just said it.
With the gang.
Oh, all right.
I'm not
all
saying they're in a gang. I said they want to be associated with the gang, Jay.
Hey.
Is that not true?
No, it's not true, because I can't read their minds, and you can't either, and you don't have any proof. Prove it and back up what you just said.
Let's go to the mall, and you tell me those kids don't want to be.
All right, here's the deal.
They're in gang.
All right, here's the deal. You want to go to the mall? You want to stop every kid that looks like that? And you can ask them that whether they're in a gang or not. And by the way, P.S. being in a gang is not illegal unless you do something illegal.
I'm not saying it's illegal, but that anymore, that is what happens.
What do you base that? What do you base
about
that?
Drugs,
you know what?
Violence?
Okay, I got to calm down. You know what? I'm just going to ask you one last question here.
Yes, Jay.
Since you seem to know it all, what do you base this extensive criminal research in gangs? What do you base this on?
Okay, I have friends that are police officers. I have a stepdad that was a 30-year cop. I've been in ride-alongs in North Las Vegas, and I'll tell you right now, it's crazy. Denver has it great.
You know what?
Really has it great.
You know what? Pointing to your experience in North Las Vegas and using that as a justification to substantiate your argument that anybody that fits your criteria is a gang member, that's extremely, extremely shallow. But I thank you for the call. Thanks. Have a good day.
I still love you, Jay. Have a good one.
Well, I love you, too. I just think you're wrong. We'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy.
All right. 8:50. 50 minutes past the hour. God, I'm a gang member. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Jay, seeing quite a few slow pockets still around the metro area. You're going to find those north side highways still pretty heavy, including southbound I-25 out of Thornton and North Glen. Definitely southbound 25 between I-70 and Spear if you're making your way toward downtown. We had a lot of fog, of course, in the area along I-70 that was affected between Quebec and 225. Looks like, though, I-70 doing a little bit better into the high country, although it's very wet, foggy, and patches. And you want to be extra careful as you make that trek. But we do have the Loveland Pass reopened now at US-6, so that is some good news. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies. Going to be breezy, cooler with scattered afternoon rain showers. High of 57 today. Tonight, looks like it'll be partly cloudy, chilly with a low of 30. And currently, it's fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The inaugural season of Dick's Sporting Goods Park kicks off April 7th in Commerce City. This fully lit, multi-field soccer.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, uses directed.
EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do, simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
8:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Americans are tired. We don't get the sleep we need. And as a result, are drugging ourselves at night to fall asleep, or we over-caffeinate ourselves just to stay awake to get through the day. Now, I know you got to be saying yeah to that. Did you know that 43 million prescriptions were filled last year in America for sleeping pills? If you resorted to sleeping pills, you might be surprised to learn your current mattress may be able to be the real reason you can't fall asleep or you can't stay awake. So instead of more caffeinated food groups or sleeping pills, we need a better way to get to sleep. Supplement it and take care of it. And a supplement's not the right word, but take care of it with the Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you a more deep sleep. Mary and I, we just love it. We've had it. We've had a Select Comfort bed now for almost 9 years. At the touch of a button, Sleep Number beds adjust the firmness to relieve pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses create. So, you know, you stop tossing and turning and getting less sleep, and you sleep better, and your body has to have that sleep to be able to repair itself and to make itself feel better. That's part of getting a good night's sleep. There are over 440 Select Comfort stores in malls across the country, including Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls along the Front Range, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie works for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
People moving up.
56, 56 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 59. Talking about the story this morning in the Denver Post about discrimination claims at the town center at the Aurora Mall. I'm just not prepared to say that anybody who dresses as Blaine, and I love you, Blaine, but anybody who dresses that way is like immediately a gang member, or that all the kids that are out there acting up are all hoodlums. Yeah, they're kids that are probably not raised very well. We got a lot of that in this society. We always have, and we always will, and kids will always act up. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Well, I've got some issues with Blaine, because I have a son who wears do-rags. He has several different colors. He wears do-rags because he wears braids, and the do-rags are designed to keep his hair in place. Now, I'm not necessarily fond of them because I know that there's a certain stigma that goes with it. But typically, he does wear them sometimes when he goes out. And he wears baseball caps because
All right.
that's popular with the young people.
Okay, hang on a second. let me tell you that I wear baseball caps, too, and also other caps. Hang on through the news, please, and I'll pick it up on the other side with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't run off, because your call's important, so hang on. And we'll go to open phones, too, right after the news at 303-713-7600. So whether it's gangs, do-rags, caps, colors, Iraq, whatever you want to talk about, this is a place to get it off your mind and off your chest.
AM760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win a Crush 4-pack of tickets to see the Colorado Crush take on the Nashville Cats on April 1st.
Crush football on AM760 Progressive Talk.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4-K-9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. There's more uncertainty in the economy, says the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. Bob, what's Ben Bernanke telling a joint congressional committee this morning?
Well, Bernanke certainly isn't predicting anything terrible, but he was a bit more pessimistic.
Economic growth in the United States has slowed in recent quarters.
And he says a key reason is the dramatic drop in the housing market.
The near-term prospects for the housing market remain uncertain.
But Bernanke says the collapse of the so-called subprime lending market, people buying houses with overly generous loans that they can't now repay, is not for now having a wider effect on the economy, though it is something to keep a close eye on. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, the markets have reacted sharply. Right now, the Dow is down 105 points, the NASDAQ off 16. President Bush is talking up his Iraq policy this morning. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president warns the Senate war funding proposal that includes language on a troop withdrawal timetable has no chance of becoming law. He renewed his veto promise just moments ago in a Washington speech to a cattlemen's group.
If Congress fails to pass a bill to fund our troops on the front lines, the American people will know who to hold responsible.
The White House also contends that congressional Iraq funding measures with troop withdrawal language would mandate failure. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, in Iraq today, a deadly reprisal attack about 200 miles northwest of Baghdad. Reporter Pete Gao with the details.
A number of Shiite militants and possibly police officers, in response to a truck bombing which occurred in Tal Afar late last night, appear to go on a rampage through Sunni neighborhoods within the town, indiscriminately shooting and killing any Sunni residents that came across their path.
At least 60 people were killed. TV, children, and commercials. It can be an unhealthy combination. We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Are food ads making your kids fat?
It smells like peanut butter cookies. Tastes like them too, but it's a breakfast cereal.
Studying more than 1,600 hours of kids' programming, the Kaiser Family Foundation finds half of the advertising is for food.
It ranges from about 10 food ads a day for the youngest kids up to more than 20 ads a day for the tweens, kids who are 8 to 12 years old.
Co-author Vicki Rideout says more than 70% of these ads are for candy, snacks, sugared cereals, or fast food. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
There's praise for Burger King from animal rights activists. The fast food chain has agreed to switch over to eggs and pork produced by companies that don't crate or cage the animals. Matt Prescott is with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
We've been working with them for actually about 6 years, urging them to make more changes for animal welfare.
Burger King says the making the switchover will take many months. The payroll acts will be falling in Circuit City. The big electronics chain says it's going to replace about 3,400 store workers with lower-paid employees, and the company plans to eliminate about 130 white-collar jobs. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Emerging research suggests that eating foods naturally rich in antioxidants may help protect your memory. I think that's big news. Even more surprising is where to find those protective antioxidants. Did you know Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants just like red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. So if you want to help protect your memory, remember to drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. That's because he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
A chilling final report on a Colorado high school standoff includes notes from the gunman who claimed he had lost touch with reality. Dwayne Morrison sexually assaulted some of the students and killed one and then himself when a SWAT team stormed the classroom last September. Hurricane Katrina victims in one New Orleans suburb soon will be getting a payment for damages caused by an oil spill. Chris Miller, CBS affiliate WWL, has that story.
The first wave of checks are in the mail. Murphy Oil eventually reached a $330 million settlement in the federal class action lawsuit. Katrina's floodwaters shoved a storage tank off its base and over 1 million gallons of oil spread out over the surrounding neighborhood in the New Orleans suburb of Chalmette. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
The author of The Da Vinci Code has beaten back efforts from two authors who claim he stole their book ideas for his bestseller. Dan Brown testified for several days during the British hearing last year. Both books are based on a theory that Jesus and Mary Magdalene married and had a child. Nick Young, CBS News.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. At the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nascio, jurors have heard details for the first time about secret government contracts that could have given Nascio hope for the phone company's future. Those details came from the former Quest finance chief who was back on the witness stand. Her statements in response to a question from Nascio's lawyer, Herbert Stern, could be the opening gambit in the long ballyhooed national security defense. The defense is expected to contend that such knowledge explains why Nascio repeatedly gave Wall Street growth targets that turned out to be wildly wrong. Now, there's a serious risk in that strategy. If he decides to pursue it, Stern will probably have to put Nascio himself on the witness stand. That's always a dicey move because the jury may come to the conclusion the defendant is lying through his teeth. And sheriff's investigators say that deadly standoff at a high school in Bailey last year appears to have been a senseless, random act of violence. Details of the school standoff at Platte Canyon High School September 27th spelled out in the final report by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. It demonstrates the unstable mental state of shooter Dwayne Morrison.
Morrison talks about a troubled childhood. Talks about he was very abused, both mentally and physically, and he was very depressed.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wagner, Morrison shot Emily Keyes just moments before turning the gun on himself. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No new wrecks, at least. Some fog still hanging around, though, over the north side of town, especially around I-25 and the Boulder Turnpike and the elevated portions of I-70. If you're headed up into the mountains, westbound I-70, still a bit of a struggle. Wet, foggy conditions, chain laws in effect again, westbound approaching the Eisenhower Tunnel and over the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with scattered afternoon rain showers. And
what if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Good morning, 908, 8 minutes after 9. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 59, although it looks good out there right now. Jay Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, anything you want to talk about. And you want to go back to Pat Tillman, that's fine, too. We're talking about the Aurora Town Center. And I got a bunch of emails to read, but Bob has been hanging on. All right, Bob, so you say your son wears a do-rag, and you don't particularly care for it, but you understand it. And your reaction to this idea that there are people, and I've got some emails here from people who think that, you know, you look like a gangbanger or you look this way or that way, that you ought to be checked.
I disagree with that because a do-rag is not necessarily an indication that someone's a gangbanger. My son is not a gangbanger. He attends a private school. He goes to Camp Denver. He's been accepted to four universities, the University of Illinois, Bennett University in Massachusetts, and he's waiting on to hear from Emory. This kid has been raised in a good home, but he has this thing, like a bunch of kids. There is a certain thing about kids. They dress a certain way, and it's not just black kids, white kids. I mean, it's just a style. It's not an indication of that someone's a gang member. Now, I've been to the Royal Mall. I've seen kids, black kids, Latino kids, being accosted by security people. I've been to the Cherry Creek Mall. I've been to Park Meadows. I've seen white kids at Park Meadows, at Cherry Creek, running through, being loud. But the same situation does not hold true for them. And that is really a problem. I've seen kids being held for stealing who are not black, who are not Latino, at these other malls. Of course, it goes. Well, people are going to steal. It doesn't matter what race you are, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Latino. There's always going to be a percentage, like you said earlier, of kids that steal. But the fact of the matter is that at the Cherry Creek Mall or Park Meadows Mall, you're not seeing white kids that are being targeted and then asked, well, where are your parents? Because kids hang out in malls. They've done it for years. When I was a kid, I hung out in malls.
Yeah, me too.
With my friends, that was just, it's just the thing, and they understand that, and the fact of the matter is, the majority of the people that go to the town center at Aurora Mall are either Latino or African American. Now, why are you going to bite the hand that feeds you? These are the people that are generating the revenue to keep the stores in your mall in business.
Yeah. Well,
now I understand that, you know, what their idea was, well, we want to see more affluent Caucasian people in our mall. That was their stated idea, and that's why these people are being targeted. And I have personally seen it myself. Now, like I said, I've been to the Royal Mall. My preference is I prefer to go to Park Meadows, because I live at on the southeast end of Aurora, and it's just as easy for me to get on East 470 and get down to Park Meadows as it is to come all the way over to where the Aurora Mall is. But sometimes I'm on my way to church. You know, my wife wants something. I stop in there. I pick her up something, and you know, and I go to church because my church is here in Aurora. But that's what the issue is. A lot of the stores that I prefer to shop at, they don't have them in their Aurora Mall. So I go to some of the higher end malls because they have some of the higher end stores that I prefer to shop in. But that is the situation, and it is wrong to target these kids. And I, like I said, I've seen these kids accosted by the security people and these parents that they have in there to do the security, to ask, well, where are your parents? How old are you? I've heard all of that.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a code of conduct. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to kids and saying to them, okay, you got to stop running around. You got to lower your voice.
And neither do I.
There's nothing wrong with it. But here's the thing. When you start going to kids or people and you start targeting them based on the way they dress or look, to me, that's not right. They have to provide probable cause. And probable cause, to me, I don't care whether it's private property, public property, or wherever it is, and anybody who owns a business has a right to turn to anybody and say you have to leave. I'm not objecting to that, but when you start targeting people based on the way they look, and you're only doing it to them and not everybody else, then there's something inherently wrong there.
Well, there is something inherently wrong, Jay, and I'm telling you, these kids are being targeted because they are African-American, because they are Latino, and because they dress a certain way. And it's no different. You know, I see white kids at these other malls, and they're dressed the same way. There's no difference. This is just the way these kids dress these days.
It's not right.
You're right. It isn't right. And if it's okay, if people are shoplifting, it's okay for stores and malls to enforce the laws. I have no disagreement with that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. But when we start getting into like going after people because of the way they look, then we have a huge problem. And I take the mall. You know, I think the mall's got. I think Town Center, the people who own that. I think that they have their case to present, and the Aurora City Council is going to hear this, and they should present their case. And if somebody's acting up, they should be ejected. But the thing is, you just can't hit people up for the way that they look. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Glad you're out there.
Sure.
Thank you.
Have a good.
All right. Let me read a couple of emails here real quick. Hey there, Jay. I live in Aurora and teach high school there. Some of my students have complained of being profiled. I believe the policy there is that one cannot be under 17 without accompanying a parent during certain hours. I have no problem with that. Before about 2002 or 2003, the mall had a pretty bad reputation for gang activity, and I remember that too. And there were a number of shootings there. I have not heard any facts beyond the anecdotal evidence of some of my students who were black, so I can't comment further. I hope this helps. Well, I don't know. Is that going on there? Are they going after people? The group that owns the Aurora Mall in its inception had a written protocol of how to eliminate African Americans from coming to the mall. When it was exposed, there was a lot of embarrassment and denial, etc. It was revealed in the newspaper. I didn't see that article. So they came in with a hidden agenda. It's no surprise that they would vehemently deny it now. They met with the African American community, and they promised that there would be change, and that it was a problem of one of the management and not the philosophy of the group. there was a sacrificial lamb and all was to be well. African-American parents were monitoring the mall, as far as I know, with the hope that they could help prevent problems in the future. Well, here's, let me read one more. Jay, I shop at the Aurora Mall. I even worked there for a summer in 1989, so I'm familiar with it. There have been robberies and gang shootings at the mall. It's not 90-year-old Japanese grandmothers committing these crimes. People are trying to run their business there. My opinion is that if you dress like a hood rat, no matter what your color, special attention should be paid to you. Well, I understand what your sentiment is, but the problem with that is that I don't think you really want to live, and I don't think any of us really want to live, in a society where what you do is you turn around and single people out for the way they look or the way they dress. I don't think you want to do that. I think what you want to do is you want to spend your efforts trying to get those people who are really causing trouble. Regardless of how they look, regardless of what their skin color is, regardless of what anything is, their ethnicity, or any of that stuff. Those are the folks who you want to nail. Those are the folks who you want to go get. And saying that, well, we should single people out based on the way that they look and the way that they dress and all of these accusations, I mean, to me, it's just un-American. And you wouldn't like it if it happened to you. Would you like it if it happened to your kid, too, by the way? I don't think he would. But if you break the law or the rules of posted conduct at the mall, then goodbye. Leave. That's my feeling. I don't care what your skin color is and who you are.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I said I was sorry. Isn't that enough?
Maybe not. Here's New York Times best-selling author Dr. Gary Chapman.
When you apologize, you're trying to remove the barrier between you. And if you apologize in the right language, it makes it much easier for the other person to forgive you.
Check out his best-selling book, The Five Languages of Apology. To discover your apology language, go to 5languagesofapology.com and take the 30-second assessment. Enrich your relationships through the power of apology. Go to 5languagesofapology.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
0524.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-three minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk today. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High of 59. And I'll get to some calls, but I just want to read one more email, please, because this one's good. This is from Nikki. Jay, I grew up in Denver, and as a teenager, I lived in the Aurora Mall on the weekends. There's nothing for teens to do in Aurora, and hanging out at the mall is the safe activity. The bottom line is that Aurora Mall remodeled and is trying to change its clientele. The type of people that they are trying to attract are afraid of large groups of minority race teenagers because these people are intimidated by the way they look. They would rather not see them there at all. Those kids are not acting out of ordinary teen behavior. It's just scary to see a group of 5 to 10 large African-American teens in a group walking toward you. It is hard to say, but it's the truth, and they need to admit it. See, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Having had experience in cities with a lot of minorities, people are scared of anybody who doesn't look like them. That's true. And they misunderstand all of that. Let's go to Jamal in Denver. Jamal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay? Good
hey,
to talk
Jamal.
To you.
How are you?
I'm doing all right myself. You know, I want to put a little bit of a different spin on this. The reality of the situation is there's a lot of African-Americans that live in Aurora because of a word they call gentrification that took place on the Five Points and on the East Side and also in Park Hill, where they actually pushed blacks out of the city of Denver and into Aurora, or blacks may have chose to move on their own. And in a lot of cases, I don't think it was anyone pushing them, but they made it attractive for them to move out there, less expensive, bigger homes, you know. But blacks actually sold good property on the East Side, and that's where they normally were at in the first place. Now, I just throw that out there. But then there's another reality to it. It's a business aspect. Demographics. The people at Aurora Mall have spent millions of dollars, but they have forgotten a small business premise, and that is this. If you're in an area that is black and Hispanic, that's the only thing that could come to the mall because that's what lives around there. And so it's not like people from Cherry Hills are going to Aurora Mall or people from Westminster are driving out to the Aurora Mall. You follow what I'm saying? So those two things have to be said. And then the last thing I want to say is, I watched Diane Sawyer on ABC, and she went to Korea. And we have a lot, North Korea, and we have a lot of bad things we say about the North Koreans. But one thing about those North Koreans I noticed, all of them were sharp every morning. They all dressed in a shooting tie. It was mandatory, and they were all clean. Even though they may not have had much to eat or whatever, they always kept themselves real clean. So, I mean, do you want a regulated society where you regulate how everyone looks and turn into a North Korea? Or can kids look the way kids look and do what kids do and get past that stage and become adults? That's the question.
Well, there are a lot of people in this country, and very troubling as it is, this is supposed to be a progressive radio station, but there are a lot of people out there who send me emails that are in this audience who really, in reality, yeah, that's what they'd like to see. They don't really like anybody who doesn't look like them. And I always get emails about this kind of stuff, or I get these kind of emails whenever I touch the nerve of the immigration problem,
right,
and Latinos. I get this, and I get it when I talk about Muslims. Yeah, there are people out there who who really want, their big desire is that they want to feel safe and secure, and they feel the way to get there is that everybody should look like them. And if you don't look like them, then the problem is that you're a threat in some way, shape, or form.
Then we're becoming what we despise so much when we want to make our, and that's the point that I'm trying to make with the North Korea thing, is we become what we despise so much if we start regulating how people are supposed to wear their hair, how people are supposed to dress, how they're supposed to look. And then we might as well be in North Korea. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree, but we've always had that in this country. It's just that now, well, we've always had it in this country, and I would like to hope that things are getting better, and I would like to hope that, people are being more open-minded. And the last place you expect to get any of this from would be
people at a mall, because the thing about it, here's the reality of it, and this is the biggest point, and I can leave it at this. The kids are wearing what they're being sold out of the mall. So if they didn't want the kids to dress like that, then why do they sell that stuff in the mall? If they don't like the hip-hop brand of clothes, they don't have to carry that. A gentleman caller was on and said he goes to the higher-end malls because they carry higher-end products that he likes. And so that's it in a nutshell. If you're carrying do-rags, you're carrying big baggy jeans, you're carrying sneakers that they like to wear, you're selling this stuff to them, so the black money is good and the Hispanic money is good, but then you want to say, oh, you're intimidating and you're making the mall look bad. You can't have it both ways. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, but here's what I don't get. Why don't people just relax and put their energy towards those people, adults and kids, who are breaking the law? And if they break the law, they get busted. And if they get busted, if they're kids, let's find out why they're doing what they're doing. And if they're adults,
you're innocent until proven guilty.
You go to jail. I mean, I don't understand why it is like, oh, my God, look at that Negro. Look at the way he's dressed. Look at that Mexican. You know, it's like, hey, man.
Jay, I love you. Hey, I appreciate the time. Thank you, Jay.
Jamal, you're the best.
All right.
See ya. I'm going to take one more call before we do traffic. JJ and Golden. JJ, you're on.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I grew up in South Denver, and we used to go out to the Villa before they did what they did with the Villa. And it was the same thing. And I mean, I'm 35, so I'm a little bit past what the teens are dealing with nowadays, Jay, but...
You're way past it.
Come on now.
Don't say a little, man. No, don't say a little. You're way past, because there's a big difference between you at 35 and a kid who's like 16.
Well, I got a 17-year-old, so I ain't too far past it, and I know what they're dealing with. And I have to say that if as an individual, okay, trans are fine, you know, whatever's in is in and stuff, but if you dress and put yourself in that light, you're opening yourself up to what comes with that.
Yeah, but that's absolutely illogical and ridiculous.
I absolutely agree with you, Jay. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not calling to tell you that it's right, but the fact remains that the way you project yourself is the way you're interpreted, period. That goes for you, that goes for me, that goes for anybody, Jay.
But you know what? You don't, as a society, we do not and are not supposed to stand for that when it comes to dealing with people's rights and the way they are treated when it comes specifically to the subject of law enforcement and or enforcing rules. You do not do it selectively based on the way people look or the color of their skin. That's not right.
Jay, I'm right there with you, but the fact is going to remain.
No, it's
that
not.
Stereotyping
no.
goes on, Jay.
No, it's you know what? And it's wrong. And any time it goes on, and any time it happens, good, patriotic-minded citizens like yourself, myself, and others should step forward and cry foul. And we should not accept the idea that it's okay that it goes on, or that it's going to go on, or that we're going to accept it. Because if everybody operated from that base premise, we would never get anything solved, and we would never move forward.
Hey, when they're looking for gangbangers, who are they looking for? Me?
Well, I don't know. It depends on where you are and what you're doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on where you are, what you're doing, and what you look like.
My example would be, are you in a part of town on a street at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning where the authorities know that there is heavy drug dealing? If so, why are you there and what are you doing? Particularly if you don't live or belong in that neighborhood. Chances are they're going to recognize you as not belonging there, as never having seen you before. How about what you're doing activity-wise? Are you driving down the street at 5 to 6 miles an hour? Do you have the window down? Are you talking to people on the street? What are you doing? Are you trying to make a drug deal? That's probable cause. That's your actions. How you're dressed makes no difference at all.
Well, I agree with you, but unfortunately, that's not the society we live in.
Well, then I'm totally frustrated here. Then what is your point? What is your argument? That we should lay back and we should accept this because that's not the society we live in? That that's okay and that's right and we should go along with that? That's ridiculous.
No, what I will say is that people need to have some more thought process into the image that they want to project.
Oh, geez. So we're going to have a personal dressing contest here? All right, what are you wearing?
Right now I got on a pair of black sweats and a gray sweatshirt.
All right, you slob. Why aren't you dressed in a suit?
Because I drive a truck.
Well, I don't give a damn. Dress in a suit. You look like crap. And if I were a law enforcement
Au contraire, I look good. I'll have you know.
Oh, au contraire, you do not. If you wore a suit, you'd look good. Go get a haircut.
My hair is tight, Jay. Don't mess with the crop, man.
Go get a haircut, JJ. Clean your act up, pal. I got your number.
It's just that I agree with you, Jay. I'm right with you on it. But it's true, man. The way you project yourself is the way you're interpreted. And if you don't...
You know what? Yeah, when you're talking about business, you're right.
Okay,
when you're talking about going to the mall, I go to the mall.
Hey, answer his question, Jay. When a kid's standing in a mirror and he throws on his jersey and he puts on his do-rag and stuff, tell me, in that kid's mind, he ain't thinking, oh, man, I look fresh. Boy, I look just like that dude on the video.
So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
I rest my case.
That's the image you're projecting, so don't be mad when you're interpreting with the image.
You know what? It still does not justify tapping people for the way that they look, and I feel like I'm having a conversation, and this is 1967, and I'm having a conversation with some 50-year-old authority figure. Enough is enough. Drive safe. Stay out of trouble. Go get a haircut. Wear a suit. Shape up or ship out. I love you. Goodbye. It's 9:35, Gino with traffic.
Hey, Jay. It's a pretty good drive. Most of the fog burning off. No wrecks, no major slowdowns anywhere. We still have a lot of traffic southbound 25 around 38th. Had a stalled van, minor issue southbound 225 near Yosemite. Now, remember the work on US 6 in Clear Creek Canyon today. It's going to hold you up until mid-afternoon. We also have adverse weather that's going to be an issue all day for us along I-70 through the high country. So with that rain and snow expected, just be sure you drive safely. Right now, chain laws in effect westbound approaching the Eisenhower Tunnel and over the Loveland Pass. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler with scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 57. Currently, it's fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know that your vehicle donation can provide the gift of transportation to a formerly homeless, hardworking man, woman, or family?
Love means never having to say you're so...
Your house payment is going to go up and maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee. No out-of-pocket closing costs. No out-of-pocket closing costs. I'm going to repeat that again. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Get out from behind the eight ball now. 303-423-7171, the Mortgage Store. They are, without a doubt, the guaranteed pros.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm gonna be sad. I think it's the day. Oh, it's the 60s. Yeah. And the Mop Tops have invaded America. And what are the parents saying?
Look at those people from Britain. Look at those foreigners with those haircuts. That's disgusting. Their hair is long. You better not dress that way. You better not play that music. They're communists. That music will encourage you to have sex. I even hear they drink.
Meanwhile, what are your parents doing? Well, they're listening to Frank Sinatra. Who drinks, smokes, cheats, has nefarious connections with underworld people. That's okay, though. 9:40, it's 40 minutes. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, gangs are wrong, but mobsters are glorified on television. I don't like these gangs. They're terrible. But, boy, I really like Tony Soprano. Well, of course, one is fiction, the other's not. The other's real, but still the idea that people who break the law. It depends on who they are, right? Okay. Hi today, 59. Back to the phones. And let me go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I work out at the Westminster Mall quite regularly. And there's all kinds of kids that dress the same way out there. And they don't do any profiling out there. And the other thing is that I know white kids dress the same way as the black kids and the Hispanic kids, and I didn't see any white kids talking about being profiled out there at the Aurora Mall.
Hmm.
So it's just like you're saying in the 60s and 70s when we all had long hair and had holes in our jeans and got profiled back then. Some things just don't ever change.
Yeah, there's always people that are going to justify this, and they're going to justify it on the grounds of security. And while they have legitimate concerns about gang problems and other trouble with youth who get into trouble, we've always had a certain element of youth that have been in trouble in this country, and gangs are bad. There's no question about it. And they have, they cut along racial lines, they cut along all kinds of lines, and they're not only bad, but they're also, there's no good way to make a good case for any of them, and it is a problem, and it's a growing problem in the United States, but still, you can't go around, and I don't understand, and I do understand. I understand why people want to give stuff up for security reasons, but you can't go around and, like, target people because of the way that they look or dress, because you never know. They may be, you may snatch some kid up who's 16, or 17, and he quote-unquote looks like a gangbanger. But you know what? This kid may get A's. He may get straight A's.
Exactly.
I mean, you just can't do it, man. You got to, like, have some common sense here and get into the root of the problem instead of trying to advocate a quasi-police state type of mentality.
Exactly. Right.
You know, freedom sucks. You know why it sucks? Because it costs. It's not really free. And most people have a real hard time paying the currency. And you see that every day. And you see that in Democrats. You see it in Republicans. You see it in independents. You see it in people who are religious. You see it in people who are non-religious. You see it in all kinds of people in all walks of life. And that's why freedom's not free. You got to earn it, and you got to keep it, and you got to pay for it. And there are a lot of people in the world who just don't want to do that. And we all have the tendency not to want to do it. But we got to remind ourselves over and over again that it's what makes us unique, and it's worth living and dying for. Right?
It is. It is. And those kids are they're earning our freedom too.
That's right. You got it, Jim. Thanks, man. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Jeff on a cell phone. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Hey, you know, this gang activity is small potatoes compared to the big problem we've got, which is terrorism and drugs in this country. And I might remind you that the worst domestic terrorism act was done by a 30-year-old Christian. And I think anyone that's wearing one of those ancient ancient Roman torture devices around their neck, you know, those crucifixes, should not be allowed in there. And also anyone wearing a pot leaf should not be allowed.
Okay, well, I only have two things to say what you just said. Number one, Timothy McVeigh was not a Christian. He might have professed to be one, but people profess.
Yeah,
can I finish? Can I finish? Okay, one warning. Let me finish or go to the phone zone.
Okay.
Thank you. I knew you'd see it my way. I don't want to be cruel. He may say he's a Christian, and a lot of people say there are a lot of things. But that doesn't make it so. We have people in this country who claim that they are patriots, and they are not. Number two, there is nothing wrong with wearing a cross around your neck. It does not mean that you believe in torture. It does not mean, well, you can laugh all you want, pal, but you know what? Bigotry is not something that I would laugh about. It's not something that's admirable, and you're stereotyping, and if you want to do that and you want to get on the radio and your neighbors and other people will hear you making these absurd comments, then go right ahead. But I wouldn't want to have to carry that freight around in life.
Have you ever heard of sarcasm?
Well, if you're being sarcastic, then tell me you're being sarcastic or indicate that you're being sarcastic. But don't sit there and fool with me, because you know what? I can't tell that. It's the same thing as people who send an email to me and they go, I'm only joking, but I have no idea what their intent is.
Well, you should. If someone calls up and says that they should be arrested for wearing a cross or a pot leaf, you should think you're being sarcastic.
No, because you know what? I get emails from people who believe that. I get emails from people who believe exactly what you're espousing.
Really?
Well, yeah, you don't think so?
Well, I find that hard to believe, but maybe so.
Well, you might find it hard to believe, but I'm going to tell you something. Over my 20 years of doing this, there's a lot of people out there who would hear your call and would think, oh, yeah, he's right. Oh, sure, he's right. Because let me tell you something. No matter what you represent and no matter what you stand for, right, wrong, or indifferent, there's always going to be a group of people out there who are not going to like you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any difference what you say. They're not going to like you.
Well,
so, therefore, you got to indicate and you got to make it clear when you're joking and when you're not. I mean, I apologize, but I didn't know you were joking.
Well, next time I'll tell you when I'm going to make a sarcastic comment.
Yeah, if I had your email address, I'd send you some of the email I get. You'd be shocked.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, man.
Well, Jeff, have a great day, and I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
I get that from people some email, too. Well, I was only kidding. Well, wait a minute. How am I supposed to know that? And you would be shocked at some of the email I get. There are people out there who think, and they're very anti-religious, they believe that anybody who's involved in that, in religion, that they're bad and evil people. I also get emails from people who believe that anybody who occasionally smokes marijuana, or more than occasionally smokes it, that they're perverted pornographers, criminals, and communists. I maintain we spend too much money worrying about people who are smoking joints. I don't care whether you smoke marijuana or not. just don't get behind the wheel of an automobile and don't injure me with it. If you want to sit in your house with a hookah and get as high as you want to get, doesn't bother me, man. You want to keep the junk food industry alive doing that? It doesn't bother me. Get the munchies? I don't care. Just don't cause your neighbors or myself any problems. And I think the government wastes a ton of money. Jeff, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to go off on you. But I didn't know you were kidding. 9:48. Don't always assume I'm the sharpest tool in the box. 9:48. 49 minutes past the hour. And let's get a look at traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, it's still a pretty crowded drive southbound on I-25 from I-70 heading down through Spear. Then it breaks loose. You got a decent drive across the rest of the downtown area. Through the bridges is in pretty good shape right now on both sides of the highway. And around the tech center, starting to pick back up speed around that I-25-225 interchange. And 225 looking pretty good across Aurora right now. Both those stretches back up to speed between I-25 and Parker up to I-70. Looks pretty good on I-70 on both sides of town. No worries on 6th Avenue or 470. And the turnpike's in good shape in both directions to and from Boulder. Weather forecast, partly sunny, a little bit breezy today, highs in the upper 50s, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 30, and then some changes on the way for tomorrow, rain and snow expected, high staying in the 40s. Right now, though, it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's been a long, cold winter, and your lawn is ready to wake up hungry. This spring, treat it to some organic...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Give you 20 bucks. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance or you get 20 bucks. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get 20 bucks. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger looking, sexier legs? Try NuvaPrint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. NuvaPrint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, NuvaPrint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of NuvaPrint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fifty-three minutes after the hour. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 59. AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, though we were talking about the Aurora Mall and stereotyping and all of that. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm being overly idealistic, but I don't really don't think I am, because I don't really think that we should be singling out people who, because of the way they dress. And let me read this instant message. What about other people who want to shop in peace? It's intimidating when kids are loud, running around, and generally acting as if they own the place. I've stepped aside for other people. I've yet to hear a thank you. But no one steps aside for me. I'm 5'2 and in my 60s, and maybe I'm not intimidating enough. Basically, I don't care if people are purple or their parts are so, or pants are so baggy they have to hold them up at the knees. But what about common courtesy? Well, I agree that we don't have enough of it in this society, and I agree that that's a problem, and I'm not going to disagree with that. And I think most people would side with you. But here's the thing. As I said to Jim, the guy who called up, freedom is not free. You got a certain currency to pay for it. And the certain currency to pay for it is that you're going to have people in society who you're not going to agree or not going to like the way they act. And if a private business has got posted rules, and like a code of conduct, if you're a mall or movie theater, whatever the case is, and you don't adhere to those, okay, then what ends up happening to you is that you should be kicked out, or at least warned the first time. But the point behind all of this is that you can't go around and you can't get people because of the color of their skin or the way they dress or simply because you deem them as being intimidating or a threat. Here's another one of these. Here's another email. If profiling is so bad, why does the FBI have profilers and a behavioral science unit? Duh. Well, okay, Mike, check this out. There's a difference between behavioral conduct and appearance. You can't figure that out? Better to profile on behavioral and somebody's actions than the way somebody looks, because you never know what that's going to yield. And that's an example to the last guy who called, and I misread his call. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Look at that call. That's absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to that email. Let's go to Rick in Lakewood. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you? We agree on 99% of things. I'm with a father of two teenagers and 20 years in the juvenile justice system. I do believe how kids dress does give a message. Be it a Nazi uniform or be it rap music, hate music is hate music.
Well, first of all, not all rap music is hate music. And second of all, you're right about that. The way you dress does send a message, because most of us, when we were young, and most teenagers have a tendency to have some degree or some stage of rebellion in them. So they have a tendency to do or to act out or to dress in manners that are not going to be approved by adults. But you still cannot turn around and you cannot go after people either based on the color of their skin or the way they dress. That's simply counterproductive and doesn't make sense.
Okay, certainly color of skin. But I do. I raise my children to, they have to accept the fact that people are going to be intimidated by certain ways of dress. And this is not the Beatles music. This is rap music or the white group hate music that they are.
Yeah, but you know what? The majority of kids in this country do not identify with neo-Nazi punk bands, do not identify with hate music, do not identify, and not all rap is hate music.
Certainly not.
Okay, so, you know, do yourself a favor and don't make broad generalizations about things, because you know what? When it comes to rap music, let me ask you something. And I don't particularly care for rap, but that doesn't mean anything. A lot of people out there don't like Lefty Frizzell. But the fact is, That you know, when it comes to rap, okay, identify some of these groups that you're talking about.
Well, you've got me there, of course. You know,
well, all right, then you know what, Rick, I love you, man, but you know what, you call and make that statement, then can't name groups. Okay, listen, I listen to Buck Owens, I listen to Merle Haggard, I listen to Lefty Frizzell.
I do as well.
Okay, I am not from the South. I am not considered what a lot of people would label a hillbilly or white trash. I just happen to love that music. And I love you for calling, but I'm out of time. Call me tomorrow and we'll finish this, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Rick, take care, man.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for this morning. Now I'm going to go out and get a do-rag and a New York Yankees cap and dress in some colors and go to the Aurora Mall and see if...
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I said I was sorry. Isn't that enough?
Maybe not. Here's New York Times best-selling author Dr. Gary Chapman.
When you apologize, you're trying to remove the barrier between you. And if you apologize in the right language, it makes it much easier for the other person to forgive you.
Check out his best-selling book, The Five Languages of Apology. To discover your apology language, go to 5languagesofapology.com and take the 30-second assessment. Enrich your relationships through the power of apology. Go to 5languagesofapology.com.
Call 1-